Okay.
Recording?
Mm-hmm.
Everything good?
Yep.
We on?
Yep.
Levels?
Good.
Check?
Okay.
Check.
We're recording?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Still.
Is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
Don't be nervous. And
I'm
don't
scared.
Fucking bump that.
Okay.
And don't touch anything.
Okay. I'm scared.
Kitty! I will fuck your face. Window sidebar off. Are we recording still? Have you bumped the space bar yet?
No.
Okay. And action.
Yo, Matt, it's fucking Jables. What the fuck, man? I can't find any way to get to you guys. I keep going to this other shit. I might be a fucktard. Who knows? But I want my fucking jam hole. So you guys need to fucking send me a message on MySpace or fucking send a pigeon with a little fucking note to tell me how the fuck to get back to my jam hole. What's up, Braden? What's up, Danny? Yo, Matt, get back at me.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Friday, May 29th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
I'm Danny.
And that is it, because Braden is not here, because he went on a 5-mile hike and got somewhere along the way. He got a little sand up in his vagina, so he went to work, and then I text him. I'm like, hey, dude, I'm going to go eat. Are you almost done? He's like, I have a killer headache and all this sand coming out of my twat. Dude, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I was like, huh. Can we do this, Danny?
I think we can do it.
Just me and you?
Well, I brought someone else.
You did bring someone else.
I did.
For his first time here in the Jam Hole studio.
He's listened to a few episodes so far.
He's been lurking here and there on the Ustream chat on the jamhole.com/live.
Alter Boy from the last couple shows.
Alter Boy, also known as...
John.
John. Welcome, John. Welcome to our home.
Thank you.
Welcome to our studio.
It's a nice place.
Good to be here?
Yes,
it is. Good to have you here. Glad we can have three people, because honestly, if it was just left up to me and her, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, you're sitting over there in the captain's chair. You're shaking like a fucking tree in fall.
I'm not shaking at all.
Are we still recording?
We are still recording.
I swear to God.
We're
if
at
we
a
have
over 3 minutes.
Fantastic. Woo! I'll expect 5-minute status updates sent directly to my screen.
All right.
A la style like 24. So thank you guys so much for being with us Friday night. It is very late. I apologize for that. Not my fault.
That would actually be Wendy's fault.
Again. You think we'd learn by not eating there, but we've eaten there a couple times since, if you remember, it was probably a good 15, 20 episodes ago. At the beginning, we played a couple phone calls I made because we went there, and as you all may or may not know, I don't eat any fucking vegetables or fruits or any of that faggot bullshit.
Because you're a bitch.
I'm a carnivore.
Bitch.
I eat meat.
Bitch.
Like a man.
Bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're a bitch.
You eat that kind of shit, and what happened to you? How many times have you had a camera up your ass?
Once.
Uh-huh. How many times have I? None. At least not for, you know, medical purposes. None at all. So who's the bitch?
You.
You who felt like a bitch when they were laying belly on the ground on the fucking operating table getting a camera shoved up their ass.
I didn't know it was going on, so...
You were knocked the fuck out.
I was knocked the fuck out.
As all women should be when you try to put things up their assholes.
It's a good idea.
Right. This is episode number 198. Monday will be 199.
And then?
Wednesday?
200.
Fucking 200. 200 episodes of us just telling it like it is. I'm not ready, but it'll
I'm stoked. I can't wait.
It'll be cool. I don't know. We've never really done a show other than the Depot Park show, which is all up on thejamhole.com, in like someone else's place. I guess in New York we did, but
well,
that was
just us.
Right. That was totally different. So if you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, you can type shit, we'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. If anyone's still awake, I know it's like 2 a.m. over on the east side, that's fine. So I talked to Braden, and he was like, yo, I'm not coming, and then you called, and you're like, hey, I'm going to come up, I'm going to get you food, and I was like, cool, I want frugals, I want pork barbecue sandwiches, I want two of them, and you were like, no. You're
I
getting
Arby's.
And then what happened? You didn't get Arby's.
Well, no, because I had to follow John home because his truck was being a piece of crap, but I figured it would break down on his way home. So I followed him, which was...
every fucking green light. I ran across town hitting every fucking green light.
It was amazing. If he would have had to stop, I swear his truck would have died. But
so what's wrong with your truck?
It's a piece of shit.
Yes, it is.
And you drove this piece of shit here. You're not from here, right? You're from...
I'm from Minnesota.
Okay. And you drove that piece of shit truck from Minnesota to here.
Yes.
And it ran just fine.
Yeah.
Like an open wound.
Bleeding its guts out, man.
Profusely yes. Making artwork with it.
But so I had to follow him home, which was back by Frugal's. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just go to Frugal's. And we cruise over by Frugal's, and it's closed. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I have to go all the way back into town for food. So I didn't want to go all the way back up and across town, which is where Arby's is. So I just went uptown, and it's, like, right there was where I went. I went to, yeah, Wendy's.
So, and we've eaten there before, like I said, and the order has been fine. It's always the same thing, double stackers, ketchup only.
I'm actually cheeseburgers.
I'm saving you money, Wendy's. I'm saving you money by telling you not to put all this shit on. I'm making your job easier. You make a cheeseburger with meat and cheese and ketchup and some buns.
Right.
And you can't even do that.
They can't even do that.
They did it once, and then the next time we eat there, what did we even get? We got like a chicken fucking sandwich.
I know. I didn't even ask for chicken.
Did you say the word chicken at any time in that conversation?
I said frosty.
That doesn't sound like chicken.
I said junior bacon cheeseburger.
Those letters aren't even anywhere near each other on the keyboard.
And
so
double stack?
No excuse. And they make those fucking screens so monkeys could do it. There's a big picture of a cow, which means a burger, or a chicken, which means chicken.
Well,
there's no, like, you don't have to write it out. You don't have to type it. There's no room for error. Unacceptable. Well, I'm not pleased.
Not pleased
at all.
Hand.
And hold on, before you also, I blame you a little bit.
Well, I should have checked.
You should have known better.
But I trusted it again after the last. Okay, we went there, they fucked it up, and then we went back a few times, and it's been great since then. So I figured, you know, okay, they're over this. They're gonna be cool.
They must have fired the douche that effed it up.
Yeah, and then they hired some other douche that effed it up.
That effed it up again.
Right.
So as the outro of tonight's show, we will be playing the phone call. I called customer service. I got some lady in Georgia, in Atlanta, in the ATL. Very helpful.
Yeah, very.
Very helpful. Right. We lodged a complaint. It is going to upper management, and hopefully something will come of it.
Yes, John.
Yes, John. Thank you for raising your hand.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say, it was a tasty chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
did you eat it?
The chicken sandwich,
I did.
Well, good. I'm glad it didn't completely go to waste. Burger says, get free food. We fucking better get, like, a lifetime supply of free fucking food. I have very low blood sugar. You may all know that from the last phone call. I don't keep food in the house because times are rough.
And you live 20 miles away from town.
Which is 20 miles there and 20 miles back.
Right.
And I have no gas.
Right.
Which is why I'm eating Wendy's.
Right.
Right. So fuck you, Wendy's. And speaking of fucking places that are just fucking me today, I go to my bank today. Fuck you, Wells Fargo, you fucking cunts. And I go there, I'm like, got my paycheck, I'm fucking stoked so I can spend it all on fucking bullshit bills and shit. And I get there, I'm like, here, I'd like to cash this, and I need a money order for my rent. And they're like, your account seems to be overdrawn. And I'm like, How the fuck? I haven't used my account since last time I checked it, which was like a week and a half ago, and there was 22 positive cents in there, plus sign monies. 22
sign
of them.
Monies, not negative monies.
.22 plus sign monies. And they're like, well, it seems here that you have to pay to have a checking account here. I'm like,
what?
That's new. I've had a checking account here for the past 2 fucking years. I've never had to pay for my checking account here. What the fuck happened? They're like, well, we're not sure, but it looks like they went to take the money out of your account to pay for your account, and there wasn't enough money in there, but we're fucking assholes, so we went ahead and took it out anyway, which then caused it to go into the negative money land, and you
Again.
Know, rent costs a lot in negative money land, $35 fucking dollars, so now there's negative money, and I'm like, When did I have to start paying for a fucking bank account? Yes, Bob, John. Joe, whatever the fuck.
Are they also charging you the $5 overdrawn daily fee?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Shit, when I had you're lucky, dude. When I had Wachovia, it was $30 every day.
Burger says, I just checked, I have 0.02 cent in my account. Is that positive monies or is that negative monies?
I think that's positive
and
monies.
And Viola Chick has like 4.38 positive monies. So I'm like, why would you take money out for something that you've never fucking charged me for? On top of seeing that obviously there is no positive money in here to take out of. But we're going to do that anyway.
And they didn't even warn you about having to pay?
No. It wasn't like, by the way, your account is going into the land where now you have to pay us every month to have an account with us so you can cash your check. That is the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. On top of trying to charge me $5 every time I get a money order. Like, why do I have an account there? So every 2 weeks I can go there and you can fuck my ass? I don't need that.
You
may think that, hey, this kid, you know what he needs in his life? Little ass fucking.
Full fist.
I do not. I get plenty of that day to day delivering to fucking idiots. I deal with Wendy's not cooking my shit right, which, fine, I shouldn't be eating that shit anyways, but I do because I hate doing dishes. I fucking hate it. With a passion. Hate it.
I know.
And then they do this.
I don't know.
What do I do? What do we do now? Bank?
You go to Rosar's and buy a shit ton of muffins. That's what you do.
That's what I had to do, and that's fine. Okay, so now I'm not really that hungry anymore. I still have negative sign fucking monies in my account.
That sucks.
And I'm like...
Were you able to pay rent?
Yeah, I got the fucking money order.
Okay.
They just took, like, a bunch out of the check. They're like, well, we're going to have to... get this in the positive of like, so you can take more money out? Like, no, fuck you, close that shit. But then I remembered that, oh, that's linked to my fucking PayPal account for thejamhole.com/donate and all this other shit, so I can't close the fucking account. So fuck me, I'll just keep paying you guys $35 a month. That's fair. I'll pay you more than it costs me per month for unlimited bandwidth and storage for thejamhole.com just so I can cash checks there every fucking 2 weeks so that I can be broke.
Can you just get another account and switch everything over to it?
And pay for that one? Why do I want two of these?
But why
one
would
is...
you have to pay for the other one? Because Wells Fargo,
if I know.
Wells Fargo likes to F you very, like that a lot. Because I work right next to a Wells Fargo, tried to bank through them, and they tried to F me just like they're F'ing
I've
you.
Been F'd at First Interstate. I've been F'd. Banks do that. They're like, how can we make money? I know. Let's make a bunch of fees for when people have no money, and then we'll charge them stuff when they have no money. It's like, I wouldn't have to pay for my checking account if I had plus money in there. They wait, and they wait until you have no money in there, and then they're like, hey, we just took more money.
Yes, John.
Hey, you guys got to realize, it's not just those banks. Bank of America.
It's all banks. Fuck all banks.
All banks.
But especially you, Wells Fargo, because this is personal.
Are you going to cry?
I'm thinking about
it. You sounded like you were about to squirt some tears.
Look like it for a second, too.
Burger says, get a free account. I like 50... What? I don't even know what that means. I had a free account. When I opened it up,
free?
It was a free account.
Now they just decided that all you're an unreliable sudden. Person. They're like, oh, fuck it. We're going to make him pay for this account.
Every time we fuck him with $35 overdraw fees, he ends up paying them. We're making, you guys are going to retire off of my hard work. And I deliver water to you fuckers. And you do me like that? That's like sending the food back when the cook has had a very bad day. And you don't know what you'll get back. You may get butt cheek French toast. You don't fucking know. You may get pubic hair salad. You don't fucking know.
You should lick the caps of their water thing.
Very upset. Very, very not pleased.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, John.
You shouldn't just lick the caps. You should find a prostitute to lick them because they have dirtier mouths.
I should get a bunch of fucking LSD and dose your fucking water with it and then sit back in the drive-thru watching you tear your fucking eyeballs out of your sockets. But I won't. I wouldn't waste that on you, you fuckers. You take money when there's no money! I couldn't do that in third grade fucking math. The teacher's like, what's... You have five apples, and I come and take seven apples away from you. What do I have? And I'm like, you can't do that. And the teacher's like, well, actually, I can, and now I have 42 apples. No! It does not work that way!
Burger says, can I have some of that water? Of course he would love to have some of that water.
Of course. So we spent all day yesterday after work getting the artwork done.
Right. For the
album. For the Book of Matthew.
It's beautiful.
I have many copies here, all signed, sealed. Well, they're not sealed, but they're signed.
You signed them?
Yeah, well, I will as soon as people go to thejamhole.com/donate and toss $10 in there. A little inside insert with all of the track names.
Whose idea was that?
That was yours. I was thinking of it, but then I was like, I was thinking to put it
on
in the
back.
But I was like, these aren't the kind of jewel cases you can do that with. And then you're like, well, just put it on the inside. And I'm like, holy shit, that's the greatest idea.
Yeah. That's because I'm the best girlfriend ever.
We have a bunch of these. They are all ready. 14 tracks, 3 spoken word, 11 with beats. I made it all myself, except for the beats. I found those. So if you made said beats, thank you.
Thank you.
Check is in the mail.
Not.
No, it's not. It'll bounce. I threw the check down, and it'll bounce all the way to your
place. This is a check for negative $20.
Right. So while we're doing this stuff, first of all, we watched a movie called Last House on the Left.
Ah, yeah.
Never heard of it before. I was just looking around on my
I gotta say, it gave me some kind of nightmares,
Netflix
dude.
Netflix queue, my free ILoveTorrents.com Netflix queue. And I was like, oh, this looks kind of cool. And I have to say, I have to give it to that director. Best rape scene ever.
Yes, best
ever.
Rape scene
I
ever.
I found myself getting hard during the rape scene.
I felt...
Which is
pain.
Weird, because the guy that was raping the chick was like, what, in his 40s, you'd say? Mid-40s?
He was good looking for a 40-year-old
dude.
He was
pretty good looking, and he was
the
raping
was like a
16-year-old?
No, 17. She was 17 years old. Must have been a virgin, because of the way he was like,
I know,
shoved it in, dude.
Fucking tight, oh, yeah. And honestly, like, that was your friend's fault, chick, that got raped.
Yeah.
You would have not been in that position if the kid went to the... Basically, it's this swimmer chick in high school, and her parents, one of them's a doctor, I think one of them's a teacher, and they go out to this cabin out in the middle of fucking nowhere for, like, a vacation or for their summer or whatever. So the chick, she's like, can I go hang out with my friend Paige? And the mom's like, oh, I don't know about this. And the dad, like, tosses her the keys.
He's like,
and is
here,
like,
go.
Get the fuck out of here. I have to fuck the holy shit out of your mother. I have to do
That's
a little...
pretty much
I've,
what it was.
I have to make a little rape scene of my own, if you know what I mean. And you should not be here when I'm doing that.
Right.
So throws her the keys. She fucking gets the hell out of here, goes to this grocery store where her friend Paige is working. And they're chilling, talking stupid fucking shit, like, you
You're
know,
teenage...
You're
laying out, like, the whole plot.
What?
Yeah. You are laying out the whole
thing. Oh, I am.
Thing,
I'm, getting,
scene
I'm very,
by scene.
I'm very excited about this. I have to tell you about it so that it can make sense to you and you'll want to watch it, even though I'm going to spoil it for you. So, they're talking, and this kid comes in, and he's like, I need a pack of cigarettes, and Paige is like, I need your ID, and he's like, come on, can't you just, I'm actually reenact it word for word. you just let me slide, give me a pass on this one? She's like, no. And he's like, I got some fucking chronic. And she's like, oh. Because he had overheard their conversation before about weed. And so they go, they end up going to the kid's hotel room. Mistake numero uno.
Number one.
And they're sitting there having a good time and chilling and smoking weed. And Paige talks her swimmer friend into doing it, even though she was like, no, I don't want to smoke pot anymore. I'm going to get in trouble. And right. then she ends up doing it. They get all stoned. They decide to give the boy like a makeover or something, because they're like, hey, he could be cute if he gave a shit about what he looked like.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the kid's dad and uncle and some weird chick come in. And that's when it kind of all...
went wrong.
It went very wrong. They end up taking the car, taking the girl.
Like, who's this?
Yeah, like just smacking the shit around. And so they end up in this fucking... out in the woods, and the car crashes and shit. And one of them tries to get away. She gets fucking knifed and stabbed, and she's bleeding out and shit. And the other girl gets fucking raped. Fucking raped.
Oh, yeah.
She runs out and, you know, hits the dude with a rock and takes off running, jumps into the water because she's a swimmer.
She's like, I like to swim.
Yeah, I'm fucking flipper over here. And she swims away, and the dude's, like, taking shots with his 45 Deagle.
Is that even what it was?
Missing. Yeah, it was like a 45 ACP, so I don't know.
Okay.
Missing, totally missing. Fucking boom, right in the shoulder. One shot. She's wounded, going down. They assume she's dead.
Yeah, well, she started floating and stuff.
Right.
So I saw a bunch of blood, and I'm like, ah, oh, she's done, dude.
You know what that's called?
What?
Playing possum.
Right.
Playing awesome possum.
Awesome possum.
So they end up walking and finding this house, which, here's where I'm going to spoil it for you, just happens to be the swimmer's parents' house.
Right.
Should have had a V8. Holy shit. So, meanwhile, they're all in there like, oh, we had a bad accident. The dude's brother, his nose is all fucked up. The kid just looks like, holy shit, because he just saw these girls get killed and raped. And he's like, fuck me.
And the whole time while she's getting raped, she's looking at the kid going, will you please watching help her me, friend, help me, help me.
Right, watching her friend bleed out slowly while she's taking it in the fucking vagina. Which she was a virgin no more.
Virgin no more.
Virgin Atlantic. And then they put him up in the guest house, and all of a sudden they hear like this knocking outside, and the mom and dad go out, and their daughter's there
laying
all just
on the floor,
half fucking dead and drowned.
They're like,
and,
oh my god!
And then he's like, oh, luckily I'm a doctor. Key plot point. So they bring him in and shit. And it was a cool fucking movie,
I
thought.
It was great. I thought it was really cool.
After that point, like, it's pretty much revenge. The parents just, they
like,
have.
Like, motherfuckers, you're going to die.
As soon as the dad, like, puts his fingers up his daughter's twat, and he's like, she's been raped. And it gets all solemn. And they're like, oh, those motherfuckers. And they figure out it was the guys in their guest house.
Uh-huh.
And they, oh, man, they go out. They fuck some shit.
How they killed the uncle was, like, my favorite.
Yeah, dude. They're beating his ass, and then he finally tried to drown him, and they sticks his hand in the fucking garbage disposal.
Yeah, they flip that switch on.
Still not dead, though, and then he comes at
screaming.
Him with a fucking hammer and just sticks it in his
head.
And it looked so real.
It
like,
was great.
It was a big spiked hammer, and it just went, duh! And then he died. And then, you know, they go and kill the girl next, and she's all, like, topless and shit, so you see titties while she's getting killed.
And the mom shoots it right through the eye.
Right through the eye.
All over the wall. It was so great.
Awesome, awesome.
And then my favorite part, though, is when the dad, the kid's dad.
The doctor? Oh, the bad guy.
The bad guy.
Right,
the guy that raped the 17-year-old chick. When he comes in to the house and finds his brother dead with the hammer sticking out of his head.
He walks
up and taps it. He's like, huh.
He flicked it. And it went ting. He's like, man.
Yeah, he just kind of like,
I forget what he said, but it was so fucking funny.
He's like, you guys did a bang-up job on my brother, because he is really dead in that kitchen.
He is really fucking dead in that kitchen. It was so great.
It was
so yeah, I'm not going to blow the end of the movie, but it was a really good movie. It was called The Last House on the Left.
It was pretty cool. It's definitely worth watching. The rape scene, wow.
Yeah, the rape scene, I mean, watch it with someone you love or with a fucking bottle of Vaseline, because it is good stuff. Nothing like seeing a 17-year-old get raped. I tell you what. Yes, John.
He was making jerk-off noises.
Okay, right. So, then I'm like, all right, I have to get this album cover done, because that's all... This album cover is the only thing stopping this album from being out. I told you guys it would be out and ready June 1st. We've had a few pre-orders. Most everyone else, I guess, is waiting or is just not going to fucking buy it, whatever. $5 for a digital download, or if you want the CD with the art and all that cool shit, $10. TheJamble.com/donate. So I'm like, huh, I can't just sit here and work on this and not give you something to watch.
Because that will become extremely obnoxious.
And then I remember, I'm like, holy shit, I totally downloaded Dragon Ball Evolution, EVO, live action Dragon Ball goodness. And I remember before I downloaded
and you
this...
you didn't even tell me what it was before it started playing.
I know.
I just didn't want to watch it to begin with.
And
I was like, no.
She apparently is a very, how would you say, a very large Dragon Ball Z fan.
Not large.
Really?
I kind of grew up with
okay.
it.
Okay, wait. Oh, God. I'm glad. Oh.
What?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I'm not as geeky as some, okay?
Dig that hole, baby. Dig that fucking hole.
I'm not as geeky as some with it.
Are we still recording?
Yes, we're at 26 minutes.
Fantastic. So, what? If you're going to talk into that, please.
What happened to the 5 minutes?
What 5 minutes?
The 5 minute
checkup? The 5 minute checkup? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, she's fucking whatever.
You suck at your job.
She's lost. So... I put this in, I'm like, she can watch that. It's not something I really give a shit about, but I can, you know, it'll entertain me while I'm making this.
And I became even more obnoxious than you could ever have thought.
Holy shit. Dudes, wow. Oh, man. Okay, so what I did, I went through, I didn't tell her about this. What I did, now that we can play sound clips and shit, I went through the whole movie.
What?
And I have 10 sound clips from beginning to end in order, and I'm going to play them for you, and then I'm going to let you discuss as to why you were not pleased with those particular parts, because I swear to God, the whole time I'm sitting here doing this, and she's back there on the couch just like, that's not how it went! That's not right! I am not pleased! Throwing a fucking child tantrum like you just totally remade Transformers, Michael... What's his name? Michael... What's the guy's name? The guy
I have
that
no idea.
Directed it?
Sorry,
Michael
I don't know.
Michael Bay, whatever. What's his fucking name? Someone in the chat, please tell me. Michael Bay. Thank you, Violachick. Like, Michael Bay just totally ruined Transformers for me. She was every fucking scene. That's not how it was. It should have been like this. And actually, that's not why he's doing that. And that's not right. And that's not the name. Oh, my God. So, without further ado.
I just know stuff. I'm sorry.
I just know stuff. I don't know how to spell Bozeman, but I know that fucking Sensei Rishi or whatever the fuck teaches him this because of that, and that Goku actually doesn't like chicks, but they wrote it into the movie, and that was stupid. But, hey, how do you spell Bozeman, and how do you turn on wireless on the Sony Vio?
I hate you.
It's the switch on the side.
I hate you.
The one that says wireless.
I hate you.
I love you, baby. All right. Now, I'm going to play sound clips.
Okay.
Taken from Dragon Ball EVO, please don't sue me, and then we will discuss.
I don't wanna.
Are you ready?
No.
First sound clip.
I'm gonna hit the space bar.
Shh.
In a time before many can remember, our planet faced its greatest challenge. A warlord named...
Okay, so far, was there a time where our planet faced its greatest challenge?
Yes.
Okay, so far so good.
So far so good.
Piccolo came from beyond the stars, bringing dark.
Was his name Piccolo, and
yes.
Was he from beyond the stars?
From Namek,
so you
yes.
were from where?
Namek.
Namek, please! How do you know that?
Because I watched it.
Oh, my fuck! Oh,
what?
Guys, you are in for a treat.
Dude.
Okay, so he was from Namek.
You're making me turn red. I hate you.
Oh, are we embarrassed because
yes.
of how much we know about Dragon Ball Z?
You guys,
hold on. This is a side I have never seen. Violachick says, nerd, in all caps. I agree.
You bitch.
I did not know this about her before.
Oh,
Shazam, don't make this any better. She says each person has his... her has her one skill set, one like you won
what
something.
What happened was is in high
this
school
is Dragon.
Stuff,
hold on,
stop.
Shh. Dragon Ball
shut
Z
up.
Is not a skill set.
Shut your face.
I apologize. It is not.
Shut up. My friends that I grew up with in my little block in Florida, and we went to high school with and stuff. They were a little nerdy and stuff, and I had a thing. I liked hanging out with my nerdy guy friends and stuff, and I was the geeky art chick.
Of course.
And, like, they liked a lot of anime and stuff, and I'm like, what better to do than to smoke pot and watch anime?
Of course.
So
I can't
what
think
ended
of
up happening. And
I can't think of anything better than smoking pot and watching anime.
Well, I went fishing too, but that's about
okay,
it.
Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to get to. There's 10 clips that sum up the whole movie, basically.
Oh, my God.
I made the movie in 10 clips. What took you guys
what
like...
What did I do after the movie, which was really annoying?
An hour and a half to fucking... to explain. Well, we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna let this play. So far, so good. Piccolo, the Earth is in danger. Good.
Whatever.
...and chaos to our once peaceful world. Aided by his disciple Osaru, the evil pair brought...
Okay. Was Piccolo's disciple named Osaru? And no, it was not. What
but
was
no,
it?
No, it was. It was. Because I don't want to explain this at all.
Why? This is good.
He she got knows. Defeated by Osaru before.
Of course he did. Actually, he got defeated by Osaru before. He was a
but
menace
it wasn't
to
the
near.
Same one, Osaru.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Human race to the brink of annihilation. Cities and countries crumbled beneath them. Countless lives were lost. But, finally, a group of brave warriors created the Mafuba, a powerful enchantment that imprisoned Piccolo deep within...
Okay, is the Mafuba indeed a powerful enchantment that imprisoned Piccolo? Yes or
yes.
No? Yes? Okay. So far, so good. Was it created by these people, as is being said?
Yes.
Okay. So far, so good. That's so awesome you know that.
The Earth.
I hate you. Can't believe you're doing
this.
With
his master captured, Osaru disappeared, and balance was slowly restored to our world. And so it has remained for thousands of years. Until now.
Okay, so far so good?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember...
So this is where the movie got shitty, and then I saw, like... the characters and who they're supposed to be and what they look
well,
like as real people.
You have to understand, you took an anime and made it real. You brought it to life in
but
essence.
But they could have picked better people. I'm like,
well,
really?
Yeah, that kid does it. Yeah, I see. I mean,
I guess he does look right because Goku's always like, oh, I'm so happy and blah, blah, blah.
Right, but I'm saying you... It's a very vague drawing. It's like the South Park characters. If you take
kinda.
Off their hats, they all look exactly the same. It's hard to find a real-life person
yeah.
to do that, but...
Yeah.
Okay. So far, so good. Yes, John?
Godspeed, Mystery on.
Fuck you both.
Who is the coon? Okay, ready? This is a very short clip.
First rule is... there are no rules.
Is that, in fact,
true?
Yes?
That's true.
There are no rules.
There are no rules.
Okay, well, I'm glad they got that right.
First rule is...
Whoops. Goku, you rely too heavily on your external senses.
Is that true? In the cartoon, does Goku rely too heavily on
not
his
a cartoon.
Internal... Really? Whoa! Nerd fight!
A cartoon is
don't,
like Looney Tunes.
Don't you dare call Dragon Ball Z a cartoon! But does he rely too heavily on his... Yes?
When he was a kid, yeah.
Would
with
you
his
say...
grandpa,
okay.
Gohan, yeah.
Who?
Gohan.
Is his what?
Grandpa.
Very good. Do you have... Could you, while we're doing this, maybe draw us out a family tree on the piece...
No, go fuck yourself.
To see, to hear, to touch are all overrated. Oh, true power comes from inside. Your key...
Yeah, that's your best defense and your greatest weapon. Eh? Use your key.
Is that true?
Yes.
What is a key?
It's like your chi. It's like... It's that.
Sorry.
Okay?
Okay, got it.
No, it's your... It's power in you that you can pull out and use and like...
Pull out of where?
Like if... Say...
Condense it into something.
Hypothetically, the 17-year-old swimmer chick, while she was getting raped, if she would have used her ki, she could have perhaps gotten out of that without maybe have gotten shot.
She could have. It's like in, you watch Naruto, right?
Right.
It's like the chakra.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking my language.
Okay, now you get it?
Is it like a Sharingan chakra or just a normal chakra? Or like a nine-tailed fox chakra? Huh?
Like the nine-tailed fox chakra.
Fucking
there you go.
Right. That shit does not fuck around.
The Shinchu is yours.
What is it?
It's a trick.
What is Tushitu?
What?
Whatever he just said, what is it?
Go back.
Shushinchu.
What is that? Shushinchu?
I don't know.
Oh!
It's yours.
Were you not paying?
It's a Dragon Ball.
Oh, well, then it's the Dragon Ball.
You're a dragon. You didn't even know what a Dragon Ball was?
Well, I don't. They don't say that in the actual anime.
Oh, so that was where you were not pleased at.
Well, no,
because
they
don't
say that. They don't call it Dragon Ball all the time. They'll say it. They'll say something along the lines of like the resurrection of Shenlong, or like blah blah blah, or like Dragon Ball, or whatever. Not that actual name. They just call it Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Stars in all the world. There are only six others.
Is that true?
Only he gives seven. Him the 4-star ball, and there are 6 others. So there are 7,
seven
altogether.
Dragon balls, and that is true. Okay, so far, so good.
7 stars. Besides you, Goku, it's my only treasure.
Is that true? Besides Goku, the Dragon Ball is this dude's only treasure.
Yes.
Yes.
So what's it do?
By itself, nothing. But together, the 7 Dragon Balls will grant the holder one perfect wish. So keep it safe.
Is that true?
Yes.
One perfect wish.
Yep.
Which is?
Well, there's a bunch.
Okay, hold on. We'll get to it. Don't worry, guys. We'll get to it. You guys are going to get fucking schooled on Dragon Ball, because this is what I had to sit through last night for the whole hour and a half of this fucking movie. I know more about this fucking shit than I would ever want to, because she was sitting there through the whole movie going, oh, come on! It really all just fucking pissed about it.
Please.
My father found that Promethean orb 20 years ago, and you stole it from me last night.
Is that true?
Yes.
A Promethean orb?
Yes.
Is what?
The Dragon Ball. That's what...
But I thought the Dragon Ball was the other thing.
Well, that's what she calls it, because she's from Capsule Corp, and she's a scientist, so
right.
That's what the scientific
and
name is.
And she has another one.
Right.
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 I'm not leaving here without it.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a Dragon Ball. So shouldn't you? 4-star ball. I promised my grandfather I would keep it safe, so I'm not letting anyone take it from me.
4 stars. Promethean Orb has 5 stars.
Is that true?
Yes.
Burger says, one wish to get laid.
There was a bunch of wishes. Every
perfect...
time they get the 7 together, they get a wish.
And that is like the total cop-out way to just forever continue your series. Because they can keep finding him, and a bunch of shit happens, and then once they find him and make their fucking bullshit wish, they all go away, and they have to find him again.
Sometimes,
season 895.
I think one of the wishes they made was actually on accident, and they effed up like pretty hardcore.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Guys, see how excited she's getting.
I hate you so much.
She can't help it. Oh, fun.
My father found that permission.
7 Dragon Balls must be found. For all men's fate will be bound to battle forces of death and fear and compel Shenlong to appear. It was a nursery rhyme. Told to us by ancient master.
What is that?
Shenlong?
Uh-huh.
When you get the 7 Dragon Balls together, it resurrects Shenlong, and he's a big fucking dragon thing, and he grants you a wish.
And how did you feel about the graphical representation of Shenlong?
I hated it.
Why?
Because he didn't have the cool, like...
I'm not pleased!
I mean, it was a cool dragon that they did and stuff, but Shenlong is way huger and, like, has these cool, like, thick horn things.
You should have went to edit, transform, scale, made it bigger.
Yes, please, bigger. Because in the anime and stuff, it goes through all over the clouds. Like, he's weaving in and out of clouds all over the place. Like,
that was a Photoshop joke, in case you didn't understand.
I got it.
Okay.
Make it
edit,
bigger.
Right. And you'll want to hold shift probably so that your proportions are constrained. Okay, shall we?
2,000 years ago, the Earth was nearly destroyed. Not by man, but by gods from the sky.
From fucking PyCons.
Their names were Piccolo and Osari. 7 mystics banded together to fight the invaders. They sacrificed their lives to cast the Marfu Ba, a powerful curse that imprisoned Piccolo. Now, Piccolo has somehow escaped.
Glow sticks?
In 2 days, the Blood Moon will eclipse the sun and bring forth Osari, his disciple.
It fucking will, too, huh?
The sun brings forth Osaru, yeah.
And that's when some shit happens, huh?
Uh-huh.
Because who's Osaru?
All Saiyans?
All of them!
All of them!
All of them! Not just Goku, but all of them!
Right.
God, that is
yes,
so...
wait, yes, John.
Yes, John.
What is a Saiyan?
A Saiyan?
Oh, I'll take what is a Saiyan for 500, please.
Saiyan?
Saiyan?
Saiyan.
Saiyan.
Say it.
Saiyan.
Right.
Like you're saying something.
I'm saying shit. Okay.
Yeah, a Saiyan.
Fantastic.
Goku's a Saiyan. They have their own little planet, and they're like invaders, kind of like Invader Zim, if you will.
Kind of, if you will.
But not the loser.
They is like they the World the of real... Warcraft of Invader Zim.
No, they're like, okay.
If like Invader Zim is Call of Duty 4, then hey. Dragon Ball Z would be like World of Warcraft.
All right, you know how in Invader Zim, the first part of it, they're trying to send people out to different planets to take over those planets?
Right. Right. The invaders.
Right.
The,
yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of like what the Saiyans do, and they're just more brutal and, like, evil about it, and they send these kids out, and once they hit a certain age, they transform into this Osaru thing and kill everybody and take over the planet, and then the Saiyans come and take over the planet and make
of
another base.
Of course they do. Fantastic. So,
yeah, wait, thank John.
You. Yes, John.
So this old guy... His
grandfather?
His grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a Saiyan then
no.
also?
He crashed in a capsule.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
No, go ahead,
was,
do it.
He was do sent. Oh, I hate you guys.
The Viola
so much.
Chick says, I'm understanding and following none of this. Just saying.
Good, good.
Just
yeah.
saying.
Just saying.
That's crazy. Okay, please continue. Actually, don't. Let
just
me.
Stop Piccolo. Whoever can find all 7 Dragon Balls can resurrect the power of Shenlong and be granted one perfect wish.
To get laid. Got it.
Unless we find the Dragon Balls and use our wish to banish Piccolo from this world. I need another...
So, that is the premise of the movie.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of Piccolo.
Got it. What is... Like, they just fit that into an hour and a half, something it's taken these Chinese dudes, like, 858,000 fucking episodes. How many episodes is there, altogether?
I don't know.
A bunch?
Too many.
More episodes. There are more Dragon Ball Z episodes than there are Keith and the Girl episodes, and they are almost at 1,000.
Oh, they are way over 1,000.
Way
babe.
Over. And these guys did it in, like, an hour and a half.
Well, no, okay, they're only doing
and
one
you are
part.
Not, you are not pleased about it.
No, I'm not pleased about it
no.
at all. No. No, no, no. No, they're only doing...
Hold on real
up.
Quick. That's what it said on the Imdb, and I was like, I kind of had an idea she was a fan, and on the Imdb, it's like, if you are a fan of Dragon Ball Z, you are not going to like this. I'm like, this is going to be awesome, dude. Holy
no,
shit.
No, but they're only taking a piece from the first series, Dragon Ball.
Right, this is like series
one. When he
one
was a kid. Yeah, this is like way in the beginning.
1 through 10.
And they're trying to recreate that. Which
so we can actually expect like 800,958 more sequels
yes.
to this movie.
Yes.
Dude, Hollywood segments. Hollywood has found an inexhaustible
goldmine.
They're
going gold mine. Over about 100 episodes.
An inexhaustible
in
goldmine.
Yeah.
Hollywood. Oh,
fucking
man.
Hoorah Hollywood.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Unfucking believable.
Gotta love Hollywood.
Okay. I'm really glad I'm stoned right
and
now.
This, the Marfu Ba, that will consume all of your life forces. The
what?
Final level of air bending.
Whoa. My turn to talk. What is the Marfu John?
It's the thing that seals Piccolo.
Marfu John.
Yeah, it's the thing that's going to make the enchantment to seal dude and his little thing so he doesn't get out.
Okay.
Got
and
it?
That is okay?
That is cool.
We're cool with that?
I'm cool with that.
It's the Kamehameha.
Kamehameha.
Yeah, my grandpa.
Okay, now.
Told me about that.
I am pissed about the Kamehameha.
You are not pleased
I am
about
not pleased.
The the Benihana's Kamiha.
Well, because after the movie, what did I do? I went and showed you the Kamehameha on fucking YouTube.
Okay, hold on. Hold
I was
on.
So pissed.
Thank you. I forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that up. After the movie, I'm sitting here printing out because I finally, I got the album cover thing. I got the design done. And then I'm trying to figure out, you know, the size for the CD. So I'm like, it's about, you know, this big. And I print it and I cut it out. And it's too big. I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, okay, I'll make it a little bit smaller. And I print it out and I fucking cut it out. And this takes, you know, a good 5-10 minutes to cut out each one. You make it all
nice. I'm bored.
And it's too small. And I'm like, fuck me. So, and while I'm doing this, she spent the next 45 minutes to an hour, I'm going to say, on YouTube. After, hold on, it took you 10 minutes to log into YouTube.
Yeah, I can't remember my fucking password.
And you don't even smoke. Holy fuck. So then once you got logged in, she's like, she's going through all these fucking YouTube videos about like Dragon Ball Z. And like, you're not reading the descriptions, you're just looking at the pictures and the title.
Nah,
and
yeah,
a bunch
I
got
the title and a little bit of the description. Yeah, and I just click on and be like, okay.
It's totally not what you were looking for because you're clicking on like all these remixes.
I ended up getting to what I wanted.
Right, but it took you quite a while.
Right.
I'm like,
I was so pissed about this Kamehameha thing because they do it totally wrong,
and it
like
took
they do all this gay shit in this movie. And dude, okay, through the whole Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, this dude Goku always uses the Kamehameha all
of course.
The time.
That's his steez.
It's his signature
That's his
move
steez.
Thing, man. It
steez.
Is. It's That's his total steez,
fuck.
Dude. And when they do it wrong, it
that
pisses
is,
me
you
out.
Are not pleased.
No,
no,
no.
Can you? Maybe go into the kitchen area and demonstrate for us here today the Benihana Kamiha.
What?
What is it?
The Kamehameha.
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 Can you will you do it for us?
No.
For the live listeners?
No.
Guys, who wants to see her do the Kamehameha? Kamehameha.
No.
Who wants to? Everyone says they want you to do it.
They didn't say anything.
That's because there's a lag. They will. Watch.
No, I'm
they
good.
Will.
No,
they
I'm
totally
sorry.
Will.
I'm not doing it. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Oh, it's Shazam's birthday in like a few minutes. She's going to be 47. Round of applause for I'm totally kidding. Okay.
Anyway,
so, not pleased.
Not pleased.
Not pleased at all. Okay.
Oh, God.
I've said that I wasn't ready to learn it yet.
You are not.
No.
Okay. But time is running out.
Because
the master, the cop.
Time is running out because this is only an hour and a half long movie. So
right.
you have to learn it now. How long in episodes did it take him to learn the
Kamehameha?
That, yes.
One
episode?
Yeah.
Really?
I showed you that on YouTube last night where Master Roshi
okay.
was like,
fantastic.
It
yes.
took me 50 years to learn this,
right.
and kid and like just knocks over the car doing it, and
you
he's
did
like,
it
oh
one,
my god.
One episode, great.
Yeah.
Kamehameha.
Okay.
You have to master your ki.
Hamehameha.
Draw the power of the universe.
I am Goku.
And the final.
Am Ozaru.
This is the final end scene, the great battle. And does
this
he use.
It?
Does he use the Kamehameha?
Wait.
What?
This, when he's fighting Piccolo?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But you missed out on all the stuff that was actually wrong in the movie.
Oh, well, please.
No.
I wanted to just get, like, do
Some
the
clips.
Whole movie in 10 short clips.
Ah.
So what were the things that were not?
Like Goku going after Chi-Chi. That never happened, ever.
Right, because he was gay and he...
No, he wasn't gay, just he was a little kid.
He just wasn't into chicks.
No, he was a little kid and Chi-Chi followed him around all the time because she needed help being protected because she's a clumsy putz.
Right, right.
Right.
But in the movie, they were
and
like,
he got
he's...
tricked into marrying her because he thought marriage was food.
Right.
Right.
What?
She's like, do you want to get married? And he's like, yeah, I'm starving.
Really?
Really?
Oh my god.
And then they
awesome.
Got married and they never
so,
got divorced.
So in the movie they were like, he's chasing after her and
yeah,
she,
and it was some high school dumb bullshit. I'm like, oh, are you
right.
kidding me?
And that's you have to have that structure
and like,
in any show.
And
or movie.
In the movie how they went and found Master Roshi or whatever and like he taught him the Kamehameha or whatever
right,
and then
whatever.
They went and fought Piccolo.
Yes.
Well,
I clearly
between,
recall that.
In between meeting Master Roshi and fighting Piccolo is like
1,000 episodes.
80 episodes or so, because he's at Master Roshi's training the entire time.
And they actually show you, like, he's on the Wii Fit just fucking...
Yeah, dude.
Training, really?
Training, yeah.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And you guys all, like, sat through that and were like,
no, it's some really funny stories and stuff, because he sends them out on these crazy things to, like, you know, go save people and stuff.
Like,
and
in Naruto, the missions that
you
got.
Yeah, like a mission, kind of.
So you just kind of copied Naruto and, stretched it.
DBZ was way worse.
Actually, no! That's not what happened. Okay, well, fantastic.
Be a one with myself, I must be two.
It's exactly how
I
we
must
did it.
Have faith in who I am.
And then he fucking Super Saiyan fucking Kung Fu blast that
think
green
Super
dude
Saiyan.
In the face. That's exactly
I
how
I hate you.
Fantastic.
He didn't play the good part.
Well, I appreciate. It was my fault. I turned the movie on. I thought it would be just something I could finish this up and then, you know, just let you sit in front of and you'd be like, but you were very not pleased.
Not pleased.
And that is great.
Not pleased
So
at all.
Then after that, we cut out everything. I cut out 10, you cut out 10.
Mm-hmm.
I did the glossy ones because I didn't trust you with the good paper.
You don't trust the artist, the tattoo artist who has accurate precision.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yes, John.
Did she use safety scissors?
Louder.
Did she use safety scissors?
No. We had Alamon phone work scissors that'll cut through, like, copper wires and shit. Those things will cut through a penny if you just, and they'll just slide.
Yeah, those
fuckers. You can strip wires and shit. Those were, like, the greatest tool ever when I used to do phone work. Fantastic. We used to cut through pennies just to see if you could. So then we watched The Boys and Girls Guide to Getting Down. Getting Down.
This was truthfully amazing.
Awesome. It was like an hour and a half long talking about if you lived in Hollywood, how you would go
How you
through.
Would go to get down.
Yeah.
And the steps of getting down.
And then
through male and female eyes.
Right.
And
while that was happening, they actually had... Scientist Shazam says, I love that movie. I love that movie so much. Everyone loves that movie, it seems. I've never heard of it till last night.
No, I never knew.
This sounds kind of cool. But yeah, it shows like a whole night of just going
awesome
out, getting
drugs
off work,
and sex, and
partying.
And
but then they had scientists actually like coming up with
the
theories. Yeah, dude. Getting rats
See
all
how
drunk.
We
and,
gave cocaine to these rats and notice how they're not wanting any of the food now.
Right.
And this one's passed out and the other ones notice that this one's been doing cocaine and now they are crowding
they're
him
all going over
because they want more cocaine.
They want his cocaine. They sense
right.
that he has cocaine and then they relate that to going to a club and having cocaine and how
and
all the chicks
crowd.
Will be like, hey, can I get a butt? And then they
all
just...
you gotta hear is a tap, tap, tap.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. As
it's
soon
like,
as they heard
I was
the
like,
fucking...
ding, 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 cow.
Her ears fucking perked up and shit. I was like, whoa, heel. Burger says meth. No, not meth.
No, not meth.
Cocaine.
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 Coke only.
Meth bad.
I'm very angry about the Wendy's thing still.
I'm
so
still
pissed
now
about
Now you
that.
Made me even more pissed because I listened to that fucking movie again.
Oh. Those weren't... Did I do a good job doing just getting the gist of the movie?
No.
That is the gist. If you listen to all 10 of those in order without us talking, you will know how the movie
no.
ended.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I did it. 10 clips.
No.
How was work today? You know what's cool?
What?
This is the first time ever right now, episode 198, where we actually have... someone here that has worked with you and works with you and can testify to how much of a huge giant bitch you are at work to people.
True.
Yes?
Yes.
How is she at work? John, go.
She is just an absolute bitch. I mean, she's just ranting, screaming, running all over the place.
Well, I'm doing my job. I'm doing my job better than any fucker in that kitchen ever could do it.
And how do you get rewarded for such perfect... work. Excuse my face.
Getting my days changed off and...
What happened?
Nothing.
What happened?
Nothing.
It's okay. You can tell me.
So
you can tell.
So my manager hates us? Me. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. I do a fucking awesome job.
You do lots of awesome jobs.
Uh-huh.
And they totally fuck you. Yes, John, do you know why this is?
Because we can't wear facial hair and she has those piercings. Because of those, they actually probably absolutely hate her. Because it is not part of the going trend of being an upright citizen with working in the system. So it's like they want to keep all the males clean shaven every day.
Even though she doesn't work where customers can see her. She's just in the back cooking the food with the rest of the bros. Just doing her job.
Doesn't matter.
Bro-ing it down on some fucking ribs.
I'm not a total bitch at work.
No, she's really not, actually. She just sits to herself. She does her job actually fairly well. She does it better than most. I'm not going to lie. She's able to actually cook and get a decent product out. But not... It's like,
it's
if
decent.
You throw a monkey, if you throw a monkey in a cage, it'll eventually do it, though. I'm not going to say I'm any better.
That's pretty good. That's true. If you showed them the hand movements and let them do it enough times, they could probably do it. That's awesome.
I'm Shazam. Not a total bitch at work, dude. I'm
okay.
Not.
Shazam says, is John nodding out? No, he's just... He's nervous about talking into a mic.
No.
I'm scared. I'm really scared.
No, I'm not a total bitch at work. I
say that one more time and
I'm
maybe it'll
loud.
Come true. It's okay.
I'm loud at work, I guess. And
yeah, I've heard you before when I've gone there to like bring you cigarettes.
You hear my muff calls?
Right. She's the only one. If you're sitting in the bar area, she's the only one you can hear.
Up, down, muff.
No, up and down on muff. Thank
and
you.
I think I have a theory on why they kind of are trying to fuck you over like that.
Why?
Because I think you're the only chick in there pretty much, and they are all dudes and alpha males, and they have testosterone and shit, and they don't like it when a chick tells them what to do, especially when it comes to like, I'm barbecuing, this is man, and then this chick's like, oh, I'm fucking bitch, cook that fucking shit, you motherfucking bitch, and then they're like... That
well, how did
feels...
you feel about it the other day when you were going down on Fryside? He was heated, dude.
She's verbally abusive, huh? I'm no, not afraid to say that. I might get punched later, but I'm okay.
It
you're
does
an abusive
hurt.
Bitch.
It does hurt when she just sits there and laughs. It's like, I'm fucking dying here. And she's just sitting there laughing. She's like, ah. I'm like, yo, a little bit.
Horns start
you.
Growing out of her head.
I
shit.
Swear I saw hoofs in his helmet.
That's awesome.
I thought it was great. He's like,
slip
how are you
out
laughing right now? I'm like, because this is awesome. This is great. This ain't shit. Let's do this. And
Shazam says, I'm jealous. I wish someone would pay me to cook.
Hey, yeah. I don't even like
but
cooking, okay?
If you could do it just a couple times and then get like a full day's paycheck, that'd be cool. But when it's like all day and it's in waves and there's
yeah.
like, yeah, no thanks, dude.
I like it, though. Don't get me wrong. I like my job. It's cool.
I don't think I would enjoy that. Sorry, that wasn't a joke. I seriously would not enjoy that. Trying to move some shit. Okay. So, you're what? Not going to have any days off ever again, are you?
Wednesday and Thursday, looking like.
That's so awesome. They just like
what was
took...
my Monday? Oh, wait. Tuesday.
They took your
so
days
Tuesday
off, and then they just pushed them
to Tuesday.
Back. And they're going to keep
no,
doing
Wednesday.
That. Next week, it'll be like Friday and Saturday, and you'll have to work. You'll have worked like 18 days straight.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, John, go.
Well, you do realize in order to get
Cat
to a management position, you will have to eventually work that many hours, period.
Well, that's fine.
Is that what you want out of life? Do you want to...
Whoa, Bill.
Do you want to work at... Do you want to do that forever?
Until we can actually get people to go to thejamhole.com/donate.
Shameless. That's true.
Then, yeah,
do you think,
I have
is
to
it,
do this.
Is it possible that you could find enough people to pay you a little bit of money enough to that you could live just by doing this?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think we could do it if we get enough people going to listen to this
so
and
like
it. So
if each person we have right now told at least two people, we'd be good.
Maybe.
We'd be good. That's called a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
That's what Keith
but
said.
I like my job, and I like...
When you ask a bunch of people to each give you a dollar, and then the next... Yeah,
okay,
that's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. All right, Keith.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Right. Anyway, but I like my job and stuff, dude. I just... and I'm good at it. I'm good at being a manager. I was a manager at a barbecue pit in Florida, and I did awesome at that. So I'm awesome at delegating.
This and you do this, and I'm going to stand here.
I like firing people. That's one of my faves.
Nice.
Could you be a bureaucrat then?
No.
Politics. That's all you do. You just tell people to do stuff.
I hate
it's one
politics.
Big, giant pyramid scheme. And like,
no, because in my world, I'm God. So.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Because at work, I know everything, and you can't tell me I'm wrong because I'm not wrong. So
fantastic. Shazam says, at least I know how to cook in my home and don't rely on Wendy's. I wasn't relying
on it.
I just don't want to. I choose not to. I have the choice, and I choose to make that choice, and that choice is not to ever have to do dishes again.
Oh, go to my blog, kids. RandomRimJobs.com.
She got a domain name. That is the greatest domain name ever.
Nice, Shazam.
RandomRimJobs.com.
That is amazing.
Because you have that name, though, you have to have at least like two actual random rim jobs that you've given, right? And
Leg.
2 seconds, go. I'm sure there's probably at least like five up there. Those are very entertaining stories. Today, I was working at a daycare center. A five-year-old boy. I would kill myself. No, I would kill all the children and then myself and be like, I would have a suicide note and it would say two words. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And that's it. And every mother that dropped off her child that day
is going
to look up and say, thank you, God. Thank you. A five-year-old boy came up to me telling me are we still recording?
Mm-hmm.
Numbers still moving? Okay. He came up to me telling me he wanted to eat my face. Confused, I asked him why. He said, because your face looks like a pizza. Fuck my life.
Oh my God.
You know, we're gonna daycare. That sucks.
Brat, dude.
Like, when it's bad enough to where the child just
thinks your face looks like real pizza.
Like, I'm not being a smartass. I really thought
like,
that was a piece of pizza.
That's a pepperoni right there, dude.
That's so disgusting. Today I saw that Pixar had put out a teaser trailer for Toy Story 3. What? Today? Like,
what?
5 years ago?
Right?
I got so excited to watch it that I had to go lay in bed for a few minutes in order to calm myself down. What? I'm 19 years old. Fuck my life.
That is kind of sad.
Hey, what's the last thing you got super excited about?
Toy Story 3.
Actually, Toy Story 2 was the last thing, but now that Toy Story 3,
the teaser trailer,
super excited about.
Aw, jizz my pants.
That sucks. Today I was sitting in my basement watching It. It? Oh, like the Stephen King movie. It.
Okay.
I heard a knocking at my door and turned the outside lights on to see a clown.
Oh.
Dun, dun, fucking dun. Staring at me.
Creepy. I never did like clowns.
After
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Never was a fan.
Just creeped out.
The only clown I did really like was that clown from Death Clock.
I didn't.
Do you know what I'm doing? What am I talking about? Dr. Roxo.
I never.
I do cocaine. That is like
never
the greatest.
Saw that.
Really?
No.
Oh, greatest clown ever.
I did like Spalding from fucking.
Where's my shooting gun or my driving gun? In the glove box.
My God.
What?
I did like the clown from. He's not really a clown even. He just has his face painted. But the Rob Zombie movies.
Spalding. The fucking
Spalding.
Yeah.
He was cool.
He was a creepy.
He was
fuck.
Creepy as
he
fuck.
Was
but he
creepy.
Was cool. Yes. I liked him a lot.
I freaked out. Yes, John.
Best video montage ever. Fucking House of Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
The very end scene.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I just had to say that.
That's great.
It's a great movie. I
like that one. Did you see the second one?
What is it?
The Devil's Rejects or something?
Yes, I liked that one.
I liked it
lot.
Not as much, though.
Not as much, but I did like it a lot.
Excuse my
I like both of them very, very much.
No, I wouldn't say that much, but pretty
I
much.
I like the chick just because she's
I'd rather
psycho.
Watch that than Dragon Ball Z, probably.
No.
No?
No. No, but the first what is it, House of a Thousand Corpses? The chick in that movie, it was Halloween, right? And she went around in assless chaps,
right,
with like a thong on, yes, and that was it. And her voice sounded like a 4-year-old.
Yep.
And, oh, yay, God, it was like, I just couldn't stop watching it after that. I was like, I'm not even gay, but this is so cool. I'm like, this is so awesome. And like, they're killing people and shit. And she's like, I was like, whoa, dude, it's awesome.
That's great. Toy Story 3, off the list.
Fucking House of a Thousand Corpses, right there.
I freaked out and began screaming and jumping around like a chihuahua on drugs. My friends told me it should be on YouTube within the week. Oh, that sucks.
They were doing it on purpose.
You got punked, son. Oh. Ash, I'm friends
it's like
with
that
Ash.
Two girls, one cup.
Never.
Thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
never again.
That's messed up.
That is messed up. Today, I picked up my 4-year-old daughter from daycare.
Fuck my life.
She told me that she tried to eat a piece of pizza, but it was a lady's face. as we were driving home, a butterfly lands on the windshield. Just as my daughter comments on how pretty the butterfly is, I turned a corner and accidentally hit the windshield wipers and smeared the pretty butterfly all over the windshield. That's awesome. Mommy, what's that? That's death. That's what you have to look forward to. Yes, God. John.
So a bee's movie isn't correct. They don't just hitch a ride.
A bee? No, actually.
Not when they actually get smeared on the windshield.
No. Actually, I've never seen that movie.
You haven't?
Is that a bee movie?
Yeah, a bee movie.
No, I've never seen
it. It's okay.
Was that the one Jerry Seinfeld in?
Yes.
Okay. No, yes. Never seen it.
It was kind of weird. Like, they go through college all in like 4 days. It's
are you throwing
funny.
The... Is that a hint?
Whoa.
Or do these keep falling? You were tripping me out, man.
Stop it. All right.
Yes,
I
John.
I moved it with my mind.
Today, I learned how my cat's flea medicine works. Uh-oh.
You just put it on it.
Instead of killing the fleas, it just makes the fleas move off of the animal.
Huh. And onto you.
The good news is my cat no longer has fleas. The bad news is the fleas moved into my bed. Fuck my life.
That did happen to me while I was in Florida. That sucked because I had 2 ferrets and like 3 cats.
And then aren't they then called crabs? They're no longer fleas.
No,
like,
they're still
crabs
fleas,
on
babe.
Your pet are fleas, but then when they transfer to a human, they're called crabs.
Same. No, because they're not just on your junk.
Really?
They're everywhere.
So that was just a bad case of fleas.
Like, you sit down on the couch
then.
And, like, they just get all over
sweet.
You. Oh, my God.
But
no, man, no.
Today, I had sex with a new guy. This isn't going to end well. After we were done, he noticed my lighter on my nightstand, said, I've always wanted to try that. What? He put the lighter by his butt and fart into it, producing a flame after when he left. I sat there naked, completely mortified.
Oh, my God.
Like, you, second date tops. You should not be farting around chicks until at least, like, 4 or 5 dates in.
I don't know when it was.
And then to light it on fire.
When did you start farting around me?
Hey, babe, hand me that lighter. Check this out. Really?
Oh, my God. His farts are the greatest.
Best move in the book.
No, when he farts, he gets pushed like 3 feet.
I can't help it. I can't help it, though.
It's just like a little jig.
I try and stop it, actually. I lean back when I know it's about to happen.
And then he gets mad at the cat or me for doing
farting.
He'll fart and turn around and look
I'm
really
a ventriloquist.
I'm
a ventriloquist.
Yeah, with his ass.
With my ass. today my boyfriend said, hey,
hey,
you know who you remind me of? Hey.
Hey, who?
Hey, Danny, you know who you remind me of?
Who, Matt?
Sarah fucking Palin.
What?
And then for the next 15 minutes continued to discuss how ugly she is. Fuck
Matt. Oh, my God.
You know who you remind me of? Hey, Danny, you know who you remind me of?
Who?
That one bitch that ran for vice president with that old dude that he's dead, but he's
ugly
still
one?
Walking around. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
She is so fucking ugly. You know who you remind me of? What's her name? God, she is so fucking ugly. And
Sarah
just,
Palin?
Ah, yeah!
That's not cool.
That's you totally... You got that whole when I ugly was, thing. Oh.
Man, when I was in high school, and I didn't have any tattoos or piercings or anything. And I hate this chick, okay? She's like the worst actress. I hate her. I hate her face and everything. But everywhere I went, people would be like, you know,
hey,
you look a lot like this actress.
Your arch nemesis.
It was Drew Barrymore. Fuck me.
You don't look anything like her now.
Not
thank
anymore,
God.
No.
Thank you, God.
Not anymore, thank God. But no, like, I would get it all the time. They'd be like, you know, you look a lot like, I'm like, Drew fucking Barrymore, right?
And then, boom, punch in the face.
They're
tell
like,
me
yeah.
that again, you fucking bitch. Tell me that
it.
Again.
It drove me nuts. Like, at the movie theaters, I'd be trying to buy my ticket.
They're like, no, we have your seat right up front here, Miss Barrymore. No, I got it, not Drew Barrymore, fucking punch in the face.
If they did that, I'd be like, yes, yes, I am, actually.
Today, I got my belly button pierced.
That's dumb.
Dumb. Hated it. The guy put a small dot with a Sharpie right above the center of my belly button, so he knew exactly where it appears. Uh-huh. X marks the spot.
The spot.
Right.
I also have a scar where it goes now.
Also, though, I also have a small freckle.
Okay.
Right next to that one.
Oh.
To the left of center of my belly button. Guess.
He pierced her freckle,
didn't he? Of course he did. Of course.
Lovely.
Thank you for that.
So great.
Now I have two of them. And I drew a couple
of eyes. I can call
eyes.
It a white freckle.
Right.
Because it looks like a white freckle now.
I just actually grow diamonds out of my... Well, it's not a real diamond. It's a cubic circle. But I grow it out of my... to the left center of my belly button.
Right.
Slightly left. Slightly off to the left.
Right, right.
Today I moved out of my apartment and thought it would be nice to leave the roll of toilet paper in the bathroom for the next tenant. You know, like, hey, I know you're moving.
You
might have forgotten this, just in case, because that's a shitty place to be. No
pun intended. Right.
What kind of? Like, no toilet paper. That sucks. So, you know, this one's on me. Pay it forward, I say.
That's why we don't pay forward.
I later got a notice from the management that I was being charged $50 for leaving behind personal items. Fuck my life.
That's retarded.
Those motherfuckers. See, everyone... is trying to do everything they can to take.
Yep, because it took $50 to remove
yes, John.
That
yes,
paper.
John. Say it.
Full fist.
Full fist.
Full
no
fist.
Lube.
No lube. Double fist with the clap. Just.
Couple more here. Today, I looked at my girlfriend. Or no, excuse me. Today, I took my girlfriend to a Bo Bice concert.
Why would you take me to a Bo Bice concert?
The fuck is Bo Bice?
I don't even know who that is, what
for
that
her,
is.
Hey, happy birthday. Guess where we're going? Bo Bice.
I,
2 floor tickets. Bo Bice at the Garden. Friday. You
I had
and
more
me.
Fun with Richard Cheese.
You and me.
My birthday, Richard Cheese.
She loves him, so I bought us second row seats. After we got there, we ran into some friends of hers sitting way back in the lawn section. And of course she wanted to sit with them. What is that?
What?
Co-host request received. How about nah, dude?
What?
I don't know. I just saw that. Sorry. Where was I?
Whoa.
Bo Bice. Who is Bo Bice?
I have no idea.
Anybody
Viola
still
Bo Bice? You have any idea who that is?
Viola, Bo Bice, go.
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 Go, V. Go, V.
I kind of fixed it so the lag, like today when I got home from work, so the lag isn't too bad. It's not as long as it used to be. She says no idea. Fuck. She's into some pretty, like, non...
She's into weird shit.
Right. She. If anyone would know who that is.
Yeah.
He must be nobody at
well,
all.
Well, birthday, as far as birthday goes.
So, basically, I paid $300 to sit on the grass and watch Bo Bice.
That's gay.
Bo by myself.
Yeah, as far as birthdays go, I think mine was pretty good with Richard Cheese.
A little better than Bo Bice.
In New York.
What if Bo Bice would have been opening for Richard Cheese?
I have no idea who the fuck that is. I might have a better appreciation for
can
him if
someone I've seen
please
him. Google him. I have to know now. He's gonna
I'm
bug.
Curious.
He's going to bug the shit
I don't think Bo Bice would
have
came out in the crowd and put his arm around me and sang to me.
And been like, what's up, bitch? Fucking titties.
Yeah, like just,
titties.
You know, total reach around. I wouldn't get that with Bo Bice. God,
fuck
with Richard
no.
Cheese, though.
He wouldn't even come down into the crowd at all.
And what was your name?
Mary? What's your name? Pardon?
He's like, what's your name? I'm like, Danny. And he's like,
I still
oh.
have that video to edit.
Yeah,
I should do that.
He's like, soon. And your name? He's like, and you're with him? And I was like, yeah. And He's like, what's your name? Mary? And you're like, yes, Mary.
Yes,
I'm Mary.
Absolutely.
Whatever you say.
Thank you. Today.
That's how they do it in Montana, guys.
Give me another drink. That's sad because he's really an alcoholic.
I know. He's probably trashed.
Today, my friend PayPal'd me some money to tide me over until my school loans come through. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay you back, I promise.
Right.
Promise.
I'll never see that again.
Never. You are never seeing that ever
I'll
again.
I'll never see you again after I give it to you.
It was nice knowing you. Thanks for the bailout. For a transaction description, he wrote, quote, to get back in that pussy game.
That's awesome.
Here's a check for like $30,000. What's that for? To get back in the
pussy
the
game?
What? Oh, the pussy game. Right. I used to be in that one like 10 years ago
before I got married
and had kids. It fucking blew my fucking brains out. Oh, God. I used to have
the rope in the closet. I haven't used it yet.
I used to love that fucking game, man. Damn it. What happened? I'm like 42 now. Life's like over.
Yeah.
Almost losing my job.
You know what?
Kids addicted to fucking crack.
You know what I realized the other day?
What's that?
You'll be 30 next year.
Fantastic.
You will be 30.
You realize
next year.
That for like 3.5 hours. You're like, hey, you know what? You're fucking old. Like, all right.
That was like all day. I was like,
It pretty much was throughout the course of that whole day.
Well, think about it. I'll be 24 and
you'll
be 30.
Happy 30th pretty soon.
You fucking old fart.
Fantastic.
And you're balding.
I kind of am. That's actually just where hair does not grow. Hair's not supposed to grow there. I don't know if you know this or not. There and on my taint just can't get nothing to grow. I don't know what's wrong.
I'm
going to
be 24 and you're going to be 30.
So? Yes, John.
Rogaine may cause sexual side effects, including sterility.
That is absolutely true. Did you know that?
No.
What is sterility?
Not a clue. Sterility?
Sterility.
What is that?
What is that?
If I remember correctly, I'm not
the
a professor.
The cat is freaking the fuck out. Did you guys see that?
No.
Holy shit.
I'm waiting for the lag.
That is so crazy. Look how she's laying. The cat's like effed up, dude. Can we get a shot of that there? Thank you.
Well, all I know is your sperm doesn't work anymore.
Your sperm doesn't work anymore?
Oh,
what
like you're
heck?
Sterile. There's. Are you cool? Look at that. That is weird.
Kitty.
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 Are you cool?
She was chilling.
Someone got catnip, right?
Ah, she... She got into the salvia.
Oh, ooh. Motherfucker. Oh, a couple more here today. It was my boyfriend's 24th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Bice. And then?
And then?
His friends were throwing him a surprise party, and I was in charge of getting his birthday cake. As a joke, I'm funny. I'm a little jokester sometimes. I got it in the shape of a penis. Ha, ha, ha! His parents were there. With a graphic marzipan design. Funny, I never knew his overly conservative parents were invited. Of course, fuck my life.
Right.
I'm never allowed to hang out with my best bro again. My brosif.
That sucks.
My brosifina.
Don't invite your parents to your fucking birthday
I know,
party.
You're how old? I guess.
24?
Yeah, I don't know.
See, my parents would be cool with that. Be like, ha, you have to eat a penis.
That's why it's funny. Because right, you really don't like eating penis. Because you're a dude.
See, yeah, it'd be funny for them.
Last one for tonight, episode 198. That's so cool. Two more, 200.
200.
Today, I bought a top with some other things.
Huh?
Like a top or like a top? Like a gyroscope?
I'm thinking a shirt.
A shirt?
Top, clothing?
I went to the restroom and had diarrhea. What?
She had to poop a brain out.
I bought a top, had some diarrhea, but there was no toilet paper in the stall. The dude from the first one took it.
Had to use the top.
That sucks. I had to use the receipt, not the top.
Okay.
Man, if it's like, I print out receipts sometimes.
I bet.
It's all
waxy
and hard.
The top didn't fit.
It would just
and
smear.
To return it.
That's so gross. Diarrhea, you can't wipe that with anything less than some fabric. It's got to be at least paper towel or some fabric, some moist fabric. I then realized the clerk hadn't put the top in the bag.
And I actually needed the receipt that I just wiped my ass with, my poopy diarrhea ass, to get the top.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that clerk and my life.
I wonder
and
what
and this whole fucking
did.
Shopping trip.
I wonder what, if they tried to, like, wash the poop off of it.
I doubt it. They he probably was like, or
fuck
she,
it, I
she
will
probably
buy
was
it
like,
again.
I need that, and they had her escorted off the premises.
Like, no, I was just here. Like, you rang it up for me, and the shirt's sitting right there.
I had
please
an
just have it.
But I'm sure they would smell if it's that bad. I'm sure they smelled it. As soon as she opened the door, it was like, I'm diarrhea filled. And just stormed out into the fucking the shopping store.
Probably.
All right. Well, since you're illiterate and he doesn't have a computer screen in front of him,
I could try and
we're
going to
do some news.
If you want,
well, it's kind of a little late for that.
Well,
think.
I told you earlier, and you're like, no, don't do that.
You
no,
can't
no.
read, though.
Nah.
We don't have that much time. So I'm going to do some news, episode 198. This, speaking of rape and pizza delivery, this one's okay. called Pizza Delivery Man Leads Cops to Rape Victim. He all spots right. woman tied up inside a remote cabin. Mm-hmm. It's actually, you go down that road, take a right, and then it's the last house on the left.
The last
just,
one?
It's the last house.
Not the
just,
right, but the left.
Just follow the screams.
And does the road end in the lake?
Yes, actually. Yes, okay. We should get a new sign.
Yeah, maybe.
Quote, end quote.
Right.
Sarah Severville.
What?
Excuse me.
What?
Severville. The E-V-I-E totally threw me off. Tennessee. Chris Turner normally wouldn't drive 30 miles in the remote Tennessee mountains. Never. Just to deliver a pizza, unless they tipped.
You sound like someone I work with.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so. The one time he did, though, he came upon a scene that drained the color from his face and made him, quote, numb from head to toe.
From head to toe?
I was numb from head to toe.
From head to toe?
Head, shoulders,
knees
and
toes.
Knees and toes.
Knees and toes.
A woman with her hands tied, silently begging him to call 911. That's awesome. He got to the door, and she answered it, and it was the old proverbial, help me.
That's awesome.
Help me. It was no joke, and Turner, who's 32, rushed to a nearby house that made that call. Ba-bum-bum. Police said the woman was whisked away from the Atlanta neighborhood. She was jogging in by a man who frequented her business. That's awesome. She runs a porn shop.
How great would that be?
It. That would, if I was to write a story to like sell or maybe have turned into a major motion picture, that would be it. That would definitely have to be it. Authorities say he raped her, of course, and all held right. her captive inside a cabin. That usually, I mean, if you're going to go through all the trouble to kidnap them and
might
then
as well
hold them
keep
captive,
a hold of them for a while,
right,
and
probably
keep raping them for at least a couple
yeah,
days.
It's not just the one time.
Like in House of a Thousand Corpses, where
right.
he's like,
"You're my new
would
rape
you
want to
fuck this girl anymore?" He's like, "I fucked her for 6 days after she died," or some shit like that. He's like,
"Yeah, it's just a room with bodies."
I know.
Oh,
and he's
so
like, "I
gross.
Fucked the shit out of them still." Yeah, they're fucking decomposing, but it still feels like a pussy.
Could you imagine, though, if that was like your family life? That would just,
that'd be
I don't
cool.
know. I guess kinda. You'd be used to it. You'd be into it. Or you'd probably be dead if you're like, you know, I'm not going to actually have sex with that.
See, I'd be the crazy eight-week-old
dead
chick
thing.
In the chaps.
Right.
What's up?
Yes, John, go.
In that situation, you both have nurture and nature, so you're just fucked from the get-go.
It's
you'll
the
just
duality, the complete duality of the nature versus the nurture. Mm-hmm. And then...
You're fucked.
You are effed. The 24-year-old woman was rescued, thank you, by Seaver County deputies Tuesday evening because of the pizza dude's quick thinking.
All right, pizza dude.
Right. Turner told the AP on Friday they noticed the woman pop up from a couch while her abductor signed the credit card slip. He
awesome.
Only tipped me $2.50, so I figured there was something wrong.
That could have been you.
That could have fucking been me. I would have been like, dude, sloppy seconds, here's your pizza, I'm out. While I was standing in the door, all you could see was the back of the couch, she said. And then she popped over the back of the couch and showed me that her hands were bound. At
help
first,
me,
I thought
it.
She had just won a boxing match. She was like,
I did it.
Yeah. But then I saw she was totally naked.
When I realized what was going on, I went numb, turned white from head to toe. Turner tried to look calm. Have a nice day. Could you look like, if you saw that shit, and could you just be like, here's your food, thanks for the fucking $2 tip, and you have a nice day.
Well, it depends on how well he tipped me. If he only tipped me like $2,
would that give it away?
Probably. I'd be like, dude, really?
There are a lot of women getting raped up here then, apparently.
I would look at him and be like, you need to tip me a lot more than $2, buddy.
At least.
At least.
Hold
at
on.
Least
let me
like
see. Let me find
bucks.
My wife's purse just a sec. She's like.
Yeah. That chick that's tied up, I know she came here with a purse. Dig in that and tip me.
He then rushed. Yes, John.
Don't judge us. Kinky lifestyles. You never know, though. People these days.
Yeah, this may have just been a couple just going at it.
Maybe.
Or we're like, hey, we'll order some pizza. The driver got there faster than maybe he should have because he fucking is awesome at delivering pizza and hauls ass.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, shit. She's tied up. You have to obviously answer the door now. And he calls the cops on you, and the cops totally don't believe you. That sucks. I didn't even get to eat the pizza, man.
Aww.
Yes.
It's making itself a porno, right?
Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
I went back, rushed back to my pervy van, grabbed the cameras. then he rushed back to his van where his wife was waiting behind the wheel. Go, 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 he told her. I could totally see him like, his wife has to be there because he's about to take her to work and they only have one car and it totally sucks. She's like, God, this again. And he comes running out. He's like, go, bitch, go. this bitch is getting raped back here. excuse me. They waited to make sure the suspect didn't flee, then Turner stayed to see the man arrested and the victim taken away in an ambulance after they, of course, called the cops. Right. I wanted to make sure she was okay, said the woman. Told authorities she was jogging near home in Atlanta around 11:50 a.m. That's ballsy. That's some fucking brojones. Like, bam, dude. Right before noon, right before lunchtime, dude. That's fucking...
Yeah.
I don't know. I would need the cover of night, at least.
Well, it depends if she's a fat chick or not. Or
well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, because like, if you're a hot chick, they're like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go out fucking." Right
we just thought was we just thought it was like the fat people's relocation program. We had no idea these bitches were getting raped.
Right,
that's
right.
My bad. I apologize. Oh fuck, that's about it for that story. She just was coming back from a bar.
She got
at 11:50 a.m.
Some dude's
no,
like,
I don't know. It's Tennessee.
You're hot. I'm taking you.
Yep.
I'm going to butt fuck you to death.
The dude they arrested is 46-year-old David Jansen of Snellville, Georgia.
David Jansen.
Hey, shout out to Snellville, Georgia. Woo!
Oh my God.
Without a struggle on charges of aggravated kidnapping and rape, of course, he was released on $1,000 bond, of course.
Right.
He got a good attorney. Who had no comment
on everything.
Oh, that's fantastic. What's the time on that fucking...
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half? All right. This one is from our most fucked up state.
Florida.
I should let you read this one. This one is
What's
called...
What's it about? I'm curious.
Serial Cat Killer?
Serial Cat Killer?
Cat, like,
kitty? I could see that cereal, up like... here because up by my mom's house, they have a huge cat problem.
Right.
Like, cats everywhere, dude. I could pick them off.
Feral
all day.
Cats.
Yeah.
They're like gophers.
Yeah.
It's like, yeehaw! Killing cats. Three more cats found skinned on owners' lawns this week. Authorities fear killer could move on to, of course.
I wouldn't go that far.
Hunting humans. Hunting humans.
Probably some bored kid.
Probably. A reward has been offered for the arrest of serial cat murderer thought to have killed at least. Blank, now that you can't be on a screen watcher. How many cats? How many pets near Miami?
125.
Just
25.
100. Three cats were found skinned and gutted on their owner's lawns this week in the latest in a string of attacks over the last month. It is fucking hot in here.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
It's hot in her.
I have a kind of a funny story about a cat.
Oh, please!
Okay.
About killing cats?
Yeah, kind
please.
Of. I like cats, so I don't kill them. But,
we have a cat.
We have a cat. I like Kitty. She's great.
She's all right. I've had better.
She's so adorable.
I've definitely had worse. She's totally passed. Can you guys see that?
Yeah,
that
they
is
can.
So great.
It's great. But she just looks like a piece of the couch. honestly. She macrame'd herself into the couch.
So, Kitty, go.
Kitty. I had a bus stop I used to have to stand at or whatever at, like, the ass crack of dawn in the morning. And there was this retarded kid that lived on the corner, and he lives across the street from these kids that there's, like, two little girls there. They're, like, 5 and 6 years old.
Right.
And the retarded kid has to come out, and he rides our bus.
Of course.
So we're all standing out there. Here comes the retarded kid. He's like, nah, hang on, they're gonna go to school. Whatever.
Happy about everything, right, as they tend to do.
And the two little girls are in the lawn playing, just being little girls or whatever. Here comes the retarded kid, and us, the group I'm hanging out with already noticed the dead cat in the road. We're like, haha, dead cat, whatever. And, right, like, we didn't say shit because we don't fucking care.
You're like, I'm going to pick that up on my way home and have some lunch.
No, like, we don't pay attention. We're just like, oh, whatever, I don't really give a fuck. And here comes the retarded kid, goes over to the, like, 5 and 6 year old little girls. Yes, huh? Oh. Goes over, they go, hey, I found something.
Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty.
And he brings them over, they goes, I think this is your cat. And they start crying and freaking out, man. And
did he push it into their lap so it's, like, just draped over them?
No, he goes over there and kind of, like, grabs it by the back of the neck, and it gets all up, like, rigor mortis and shit. And
that's awesome.
It's been sitting there all night. The little girls are just crying their eyeballs out. The mom comes running out, grabs the little girls, and looks at the retarded kid and goes, shame on you! You're so mean! I'm a mother, just little girls! They are freaking out. The kid's like,
I found the cat.
That's so awesome.
That's awful.
We were just standing there like, watch this. No, he's really doing that?
Seriously? Did you seriously just pick up that dead cat? Wow. You guys truly are God's special little people.
Right, right.
Authorities warned residents to keep their cats indoors at night. Don't let your cats go out and, you know, be little whores and shit.
Like Brayden's cat?
Yeah.
He didn't even know he had a kitten.
We got to Brayden's house the other day to pick him up, and, like, I hear this meowing sound.
We asked him first. We're like, so you only have the one cat, right? He's like, yeah, there's
no
more kittens.
Yeah, because it was when we didn't have cat food, and we were like, well, it's cool. We'll just get some from Brayden's house.
Because he has a bunch of cats.
Right.
And we got there, and he's like, no, I don't have a bunch of cats anymore because my cat stopped being a whore.
Right.
I just have the one. And
we heard this fucking meowing sound
tiny
in the
meow.
Bathroom.
We kept following it, and we're
like,
"What's that?"
There was like a cat just born in there,
a brand new tiny
and he's
little
like, oh,
thing.
That's new.
He's like, "Oh,
like that's how cool. Could you not know your cat just?"
He's
kind
of
more...
like, "Just put that back and
yeah,
let's go.
Let's go do the show."
Its eyes weren't even open yet, like,
and he's
was...
not even feeding those cats anymore. I don't understand it. Every time I pull up there, though, there's like guaranteed at least 3 cats, and they all go straight up that fucking pole, like right in front where the fucking porch kind of thing is, and they just shoot like all 3 of them like fucking up the pole. And,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's
crazy cats, dude. Crazy. And you still know he didn't have any fucking cat food, of course.
I know, right?
Kitty had to... We had one can of Friskies left of, like, the wet
shit.
She
hated it.
Yeah, dude, I gave her half of it that morning.
She was like, what the fuck?
I got home.
Did you just puke in my bowl? Because that's what it tastes like.
It was all still in there still, and she was like, where's the fucking food, dude? I told her to get a job. She's been kind of lazy lately. The man is getting bolder and bolder. The cat that was found this morning was skinned from the waist down. That's how I like it. From the waist down. And that takes longer and longer. It's very frustrating. And it is heart-wrenching. This dude of Friends Forever Animal Rescue. I work at Friends Forever.
How's that going?
The animal rescue.
Yeah, how's that going?
Fucking office stinks like shit.
Like,
I'm getting so good at that when I have to, I deliver to this fucking, it's like a humane society place.
Uh-huh.
It fucking stinks,
dude. You hold
dude.
Your breath through the whole
I told
thing.
I started to after the first couple times, and I'm getting now to where.
It smells like ammonia through
I
the
can,
whole place.
I can be in, drop off 2 jugs, and walk out, and on my way out, say, have a nice day, all in one breath.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, anyone capable, yes, John. Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Fuck yeah. Like, see that
go
shit.
Matt.
Fucking reeks in there. It's so gross. Quote, anyone capable of mutilating a cat, let alone 18 cats. I mean, one cat's, you know, that's one thing, but fucking 18 of them? Come on. Is certainly capable of hurting people, because cats are just like people.
Yep.
But that is how usually, you know, if you look back to all the serial killers and shit like that, when they were kids, they generally started out, even Dexter, he actually started out skinning animals and...
Didn't watch it.
Killing it. Really?
Really.
It's a good show. He was, like, killing animals and shit, and then his dad, he's, like, a cop. He's like, well, now let's go start killing people, because the urge cannot be satisfied. And
a friend of mine did that, like, killed, like, neighbor's cats and stuff. He was, like, a sick little creepy kid.
I never really knew anybody like that.
Oh,
like,
I knew a couple, and he ended up being, like, a neo-Nazi in high school,
this
and
is
then
from
he went on to become,
Did you know these guys? Because this is from Florida.
What are their names?
It's unknown.
Unknown?
Serial
is it unsolved
killer.
Yet?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Come on.
He doesn't say much, folks,
well,
but
when
he does,
we have an
holy.
Update story, I could tell you if I know him or not.
Yeah, Thrower's reward, $3,500. Who really gives a shit? And that is about it for that story.
Just grab some 8-year-old. This fucker's been doing it.
The humane, I know, right? Just, like,
hey,
frame his ass.
Not, yeah.
I've watched enough CSI. I could say that
here,
I would
hold
be...
hold this. Click. Thanks. Kay.
I would be very confident, high to maximum confidence level, in framing an 8-year-old for murdering cats serially. I could... pretty firm on my confidence. I could do that. Definitely.
Well, let's go to Florida.
Okay. Well, that is it for that story.
Let's go to Disney World.
Disney World. You've just murdered 18 cats successfully. No one's ever caught you. Where are you going? What are you doing? Going to Disney World. Yeah.
I want skin Mickey.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. All right. This one is called Man Urinates on Live Wire Near Harbor, Electrocuted. In an unusual incident, a 34-year-old man, you think by at least 22, I'd say, you would know enough
wetness
about
and
the world
electric.
And physics and right. You would. Yeah.
You don't pee on that.
That's no.
That's no.
He got electrocuted and died after urinated on a live wire near the Chennai Harbor on Tuesday evening. According to police, Kay Murugan, a resident of NSK Nagar.
It's like every other
Nagar?
Word.
Well, fucking type English. N-A-G-A-R. What the fuck is that? Nagar? I'm from Nagar. In... this is totally ridiculous. Arumbakakem. Yeah. Was working as an LPG delivery man with a gas agency in Arumbakak. I think I got it. That's got to be the one. The agency has a supply contract with ITC, and he had gone to deliver the cylinders at Harbor on Tuesday. While returning, he stopped his vehicle near the roadside and went to urinate. Oops. Police said there were a lot of container lorries parked on the roadside, and some of them had freezer boxes.
You know that had to shock him in the dick
semi-trucks.
First, right?
Oh, right. It crawls up your dick and then takes the shortest path between your dick
and,
the ground, which will probably be your balls,
your
brahonis, and then down the leg
and
into the ground. Completed circuit.
But just imagine the first initial...
Oh, dude, your balls would explode.
Right.
Like, and that... Your balls
pop
would explode.
Like popcorn. Just
and that would be the least of your worries at that point. Yes,
right.
John.
When the electricity hits you, you become fixated. So you're just sitting there pissing on it. So
everything
this killed
up.
Him. This fucking killed him. So his balls must have been fried, his legs, everything else. Man, that... Shit,
man.
Shit.
Fucking shit.
Could you just imagine that? You're peeing. You're just,
well
oh
put.
God.
Well put, sir.
That was
fucking plumps when you cook them. Just, oh, God, that would hurt, dude. That would,
Yeah, like you said, your balls are
especially,
exploding, and that's the least of your worries.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Especially with the amount of electrolytes people digest in their day-to-day, you know, at work and all that shit. You would conduct some fucking electricity, dude. You would be like, "Oh, God, that would suck." While returning, he stopped his vehicle, took a piss on the freezer boxes. Quote, he walked into a narrow street where there was a generator running to supply power for some of the freezer boxes. And when he urinated, he came into contact with an exposed live wire. Like, you found that place. You're like, oh, this looks like a good place. Fucking zip. Fucking electro fucking cuted, dude. Just boom.
Like one out of a million places you could have whipped your dick out at. It had to be
I know.
And, like, what is that humming sound? Oh, I don't know. I got to piss. Duh. Yes, John.
I wonder how far this wire was from the actual road. Did this guy see it and
like,
say,
he took... No, he took...
Did he go out of his way to actually piss on
this? Yes, he took a trip to fucking find this. He's like, I know it's around here somewhere. I know it. It's got to be somewhere. Fucking Master Roshi told me this is where I have to
you
take it.
You got it right.
Yay. He was rushed to the hospital where he was declared brought dead, of course.
Right.
The police said he could have been electrocuted after he took a piss on the portion of the wire where patches of the insulation were torn off. And that is it for that story. We'll read one more. Get the fuck out.
Okay.
I am so fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Baby death or a pharmacist that shot people or an off-duty officer that was shot by other officers that were
the
not
first one.
Off-duty. Toddler dies?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Toddler dying.
I have good taste.
This one is called... This one is called Toddler Dies After Swallowing...
Is it something...
A
marble.
Game... What?
Marble.
Marble, no.
Chess piece.
No. This...
Hot dog.
A battery.
A battery? I almost died choking on a hot dog when I was a kid.
A button-sized battery eroded the esophagus. It's a game battery, actually. Like, all those little, like, poker games and shit. Like, a little flat,
small... Oh, the flat little cylinder ones or whatever?
Yeah. Flat, Fort Lupton, Colorado. A funeral was held Friday morning for 2-year-old Elena Redding, who bled to death 3 weeks after a button-sized battery lodged in her esophagus. Elena's mother, Donna Ryan, told the news that... She or they didn't know how Elena got the battery in her mouth, of course.
It's a fucking 2-year-old. Like, don't put anything in their mouth.
It's my child. I have no clue. She probably picked it up.
And how?
And then
okay,
it
she died
went in
how
there?
Many weeks after she got this in her mouth?
I think it was right away, probably.
No, it said.
No, I guess it eroded the esophagus. That would probably take a while.
It said there was a funeral so many weeks after this button sized
battery.
Funeral
Friday. After who bled to death 3 weeks after?
3 weeks.
So it was in there for
so,
3 weeks.
Yeah. How
for
would
three
the
weeks,
child?
You
how
didn't
would they
notice?
Not notice your child? Yeah. Like, oh, mommy, my throat hurts. Oh, mommy, my throat
yeah.
hurts.
Yeah. Shut up. Here's some more pills and alcohol.
Any child, you know, kids just don't go. Ah, it hurts, and they're really just wanting pain pills because that's what adults do. Kids actually.
Unless you
know,
train them young, I've always heard that you should try and get your child trained as young as
you
possible.
You need this because mommy needs it.
Right, you're going to be mommy's fucking meal ticket.
Yes,
here.
Right. But how could you not notice your kid freaking out
guess,
all the time?
You said from a game. Guess what game it's from? It's an old time favorite, mine, as I'm sure it is yours.
Mine?
Handheld game.
Game Boy
has to do with it's a game meth heads like to play. Involves dice. Starts with a Y. Ends with an Otzie.
Yahtzee?
Yahtzee!
Fantastic. I hate that game.
I never really got into it. The only
I played it
I
a
got
couple
into
times.
That version game. Where you just have like five die and you're just trying to make like 5,000 or something. That's like a ghetto meth addict version of Yahtzee.
Yahtzee sucks.
It was from a Yahtzee electronic game. Said the father, the girl swallowed the battery on May 2nd, and started clutching her chest, saying it hurt, mommy. The parents said Elena's parents then took her to the medical center in Brighton, where X-rays revealed. The problem. Oh, it's right here. Her battery is getting low. We'll just go ahead and
replace that
swap those
you.
Out for some new ones for a new set, and you'll be on your way. Just go ahead and sign here, and we'll send you a $250,000 hospital bill.
Right.
And when you don't pay it, we'll start garnishing your wages.
Right.
Like every time I check my mailbox.
Yes.
Right.
I have a stack
I appreciate
in the bedroom.
That. That is just one of the many great things you bring with you when you go into a relationship with someone. You're like, you get me, you get these knockers, you get this badass attitude, this battitude, I like to call it, and you get credit collectors, credit debt collectors letters in your mailbox at least.
I'm sorry, the hospital thing's a new thing for me.
Three
dude.
Times a week.
The hospital thing's
sucks.
A new thing for me. Okay?
I know.
Okay.
I asked you, though. I was like, do you want me to just stop
giving them to you. I can just burn them out of sight, out of mind.
No, I kind of need to take care of that before they do
garnish my wages.
Isn't there
a statute of limitations on that? You could just chill for a while. Just keep just pretend like you have the worst luck mailing them a payment ever. Like, dude, I've seriously sent you at least 10 payments. I don't know. Things happen to them. You know, they get lost in the mail and dogs eat them.
The mailman
fired for stealing mail.
My dog ate my wallet.
That
How
happened.
Ironic, but
that
yeah.
will happen.
I don't have a dog,
just
but the neighbor's dog came over and ate my wallet.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep totally bullshitting them until they're like, okay,
we'll
you know
just
what?
Go ahead and take care of this
just
bucket.
Forget it.
Right.
It only costs us like $3 for anyway, so, you know.
John, do you
yes,
want to
John.
You could spend 7 years in Tibet or just run off anywhere out
I
of the country. Just dip.
Just go to Thailand for like a year and a half.
No, it's got to be 7 years. That's the statute of limitations
I think
for credit collecting.
Is that in real life? I thought that was just like in the Bible, like all of your
things
will be forgiven.
No.
No, you can do that. Like, I did that with Florida.
Well, then we
got
to go.
My mom paid hospital bills there. But the thing is they're not able to garnish your wages. They can send you letters saying, hey, are you going to start making payments on this or whatever? And you can just totally ignore it.
Right.
Which I'm used to doing.
Or when they send you the self-addressed stamped envelope that it's like, here, will you please pay us? Here's an envelope. I'll make it really easy.
They
and
didn't put a stamp on that shit.
They don't even, do they? They fucking don't.
No, not they just have the address on it.
Not for how much fucking stamps are nowadays.
Right.
Fuck that shit.
No.
You owe us money, you can pay that shit for yourself.
But these guys know where I work. They have my social security number.
How did that happen?
Because I'm all messed up and my parents are filling out the damn form.
Oh, you should have been like, they signed that shit. That's theirs, not mine.
I should just go in there and be like, I'm Jessica
Danny who?
Something.
Never heard of her.
Right.
That's my dead sister.
Thanks
for bringing
it
up. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Elena's mother is now hoping that her daughter's death gives parents some pause. Some start fucking
pause.
You guys need to think about what's happening with your children.
Yeah, please,
put the batteries under lock and key.
Yes.
Throw them away. Put them away or keep them where kids can't get to them. Fuck. Like,
or
duh.
Or leave them out if you were like, man, this was a mistake.
Yes, John.
Mommy, my tummy hurts.
Why is that, honey? What's the matter?
I don't know if my tummy hurts. I don't know. Parents neglecting health like that. Can't
you think? Like, hey, we'll be sure to pray to God about that tonight, honey, okay? We'll get right on it, I promise.
Jesus
and then
will take care
Jesus,
of it, baby.
And if not, then hey, mysterious ways.
He works in
very mysterious ways.
Like rotting your esophagus out.
Like, yes. When you're 2 years old.
Thanks,
God.
He wanted you back.
Thanks, God.
You had to go.
God, like they say, God needed one more child.
He had a job opening.
The funeral was scheduled for 10 a.m. at some church, of course. Quote, pretty much every moment with her was a happy one, of course, except
a kid.
When she was
pooping
dumping her
and
pants and keeping us up at 4 a.m.
Right,
sucking
on your titty
you know,
at all hours
come
of the
to
night.
Think of it, I'm kind of glad she's dead. She was a real pain in the ass, except for like once in a great while she would go to fucking sleep or something.
Right.
Yes, John.
Tax rebates.
Tax.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Death and taxes,
I'm gonna miss
my friend.
Tax
hey,
rebates.
They're right. Death and taxes. Well, she died. Congratulations.
About that.
Oh, that is too
we
bad.
We got any voicemails?
Too bad. So
that
sad.
One?
No, that one was the only one we got right now that I really want to play.
No, Joe Coke was
that I have really. No, I guess not. He said he was going to call, but we were like, because he's back in New York now after his tour.
Oh, he's finally back.
Yeah, Joe from Ear Candy. But he said he was going to call, but we started then like 2 hours late, kind of.
You know why? He called us on our day we don't do the show.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what time's the show?
We're no,
like,
he goes, are you guys still live? Is the feed still live?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, one, you're calling my cell phone. I answered it, so no.
No shit.
And
do you hear Matt screaming at me like, yeah. Turn that.
Why are you on your cell phone?
Speakerphone. Yeah, he called me while I was at work the other day and was like, yeah, I'll call in during the show. But then, yeah. Wendy's. Thanks, Wendy's.
Thanks,
appreciate
Wendy's.
That.
I love that guy's voice.
Fucking cunt. It is funny.
Hi,
you know,
this
every
is Joe
time
Pocazillo
now
from Ear Candy, New York.
Every time I'm in stores or gas stations and I see like the actual Snicker bars, because I eat candy every now and then. And I saw one the other day. It was like one Snicker bar on the ground, like in the middle of the aisle, but upside down, uh-huh. So you could see the fucking phrase. It was like nougat. It was nougat something. It had something to do with nougat, and I looked at it, and I just got so sad.
You're
for a minute.
You're pissed. You're like, oh,
god damn it. Yes, fuck. Joe.
It's nougat-licious.
Nougat. That. Thank you. Nougat-licious. Absolutely. That is the one I was thinking of.
The Chocodote?
The Chocodote.
Chocodote?
It doesn't even make sense.
What was that big, really big one we got a picture of? The anti-hunger interior establishment?
Super fragile, nougat-licious, I don't know. It was
anti-hunger, disestablished Hungarianism.
Or something.
Something like that. It was huge.
I got a big picture of it. I think it's up on the jam.com.
The biggest, Snickers ad we'd ever seen.
It was
in New York, and it was
boom. It was like half a block long. Yeah. And just this big fucking stupid word that had nougat in it.
Yeah.
Snickers. It's fucking Snickers. Yeah. But on the upside to that, we did sticker every single
one of those ads that we came in contact with.
Fucking ad in the subway. He said that the last time. He's like, I still see all your fucking stickers every day I walk here.
In the subway and shit.
All over the fucking place.
You could just, follow those stickers back to the roundabouts of where our hotel was. No big deal.
No big deal.
I liked how we were walking through. I'm like, oh, I've been here. Look, I put that there. Sweet.
That
I'm going the
awesome.
Right way.
I'm almost actually home. I totally remember passing this.
I love that shit. As you're putting more stickers on shit.
I know, right?
Go Hansel and Gretel. Go.
Yeah,
it was
totally.
Great. We did it. It
Ball
was so
of fucking
awesome.
Yarn. No
we
big
went.
Deal.
We went with 2,000 stickers, right?
Yeah, something
and,
like that.
And I think that night, in between, 3 hours maybe,
we got rid of a good
400 or 500 stickers.
Yeah. And between that and the Depot Park Ozzypalooza 09 show, we have a stack like that. But everyone that's ordering those CDs that we made now,
we will send
for
$10 with them
at thejamhole.com/donate. When I sent off Johnny from Tucson's thing today, and I put a CD in there, and I fucking signed it. It was like
Johnny
Matt,
on the spot,
fucking rock star Matt. Yeah. And then I put a couple stickers in there. And then I put some stickers on the actual package. So every person that handles it from here to there will see it and be like, I am bored out of my fucking mind. Oh, what's that?
You know what I forgot to mention?
That looks like sperm. What?
I have stickers up at work on the bulletin board. And people just randomly take them. Remember I told you one of the delivery guys picked up one the other day? And that was cool.
That is cool.
So guess who is in my work today?
Who's that?
The owner of the company.
Ooh. Does he like you at all? Have you ever met him before?
Yeah, he's really cool. He actually does like me, which is kind of nice. His father does not like me.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Because of
the way I look.
And
yes.
The tattoos
yes.
and whatnot.
But his son is really cool, and he's the one who's supposed to be running this store or whatever, and he's really cool. But, he comes in and he grabs it and he's like, huh, what's this? And I'm kind of standing there and my district operator's standing there and he goes, oh, this is Danny's podcast.
This is the bitch nobody fucking likes.
No, he's like, this is Danny and her boyfriend's podcast thing. And
did he
like,
actually say the word podcast?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did everyone stop for a second after he said
no,
it?
No, he actually knew what it was.
Really? Because
he does listen to podcasts.
That's
and that's
cool.
What kind of creeped me out
that's
about it because I'm like...
in Montana are listening to that.
Because the district operator is like, yeah, it's a podcast. It's an internet radio show thing.
Duh.
And then, because I told him whatever. And then the owner's like, he's like, yeah, what site's it on? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, it's on the sticker. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have to check that out. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh shit.
And
that's
going to
be awesome.
Tonight.
Yeah, and
so
he's like, when do you do the show? And my district operator is like, oh, they do it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Oh, it's 2 hours a night and you go to this
Ting.
Time to get to it. La, 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 la.
Wow.
Oh,
thanks.
Fuck me.
So that's the guy that should stop taking advantage of you and pay you more money and give
right.
you Saturdays and Sundays off and
you
stop
streamer
being...
49463.
You know how hard I'm going to laugh at you tomorrow
if
when you
really
come
is.
Home and you're like,
I fucking got fired. Fuck you. I am so pissed.
At least I haven't said anything bad about him. I really like the guy. He's a good guy.
I mean, I like him a lot. He's great.
No, actually, when I went to go to Boise to train and open that other store or whatever, he was there. And the whole time he was there, he was really cool.
Hmm.
He paid for a lot of stuff for us to do. He took us out and stuff. He was really cool. He's an awesome owner or whatever. I mean, I don't really get to work with him because he's the owner.
Right.
I'm an hourly.
That consists of just fucking chilling. Weird. Just chilling.
Yeah, he's totally content. And,
yes, John.
Yeah.
I'm new. I don't even know them.
You know?
Well, no. You saw the nicely dressed
either.
Guy there this morning.
The big the
guy,
guy
that was eating all. He was eating all day.
No, he does not have a mustache.
Oh, I don't know.
The guy with the mustache and the blue shirt that ended up, the guy in the blue shirt with the mustache is the district operator.
Okay.
He goes all over the place running these stores for the family that owns us.
Right.
Right.
Thank you
Who
for that.
Who was the very nicely dressed, clean-cut guy that won't touch barbecue
pardon?
Sauce.
Wait.
What?
But I own it. That's cool.
He cooks sometimes.
Of course.
When he's bored.
Salads.
Right.
So, that's pretty
Shut
sweet.
Up.
All right. Well, I am so hot right now. I think we're done.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Jamhole.com/donate. CDs. We got a few t-shirts left. We got a few stickers left. You can probably just have the rest of those.
If you need
messages.
A medium.
What?
If you need a medium, I will wash one.
Do you? Because I sure don't have any left if you need a medium. So ask her. I'm sure she's got like 8 of them hanging in her closet. Other than that, 462-04-4687. Leave us a message for Monday's show or email info@thejamhole.com. And we will see you Monday.
Monday.
Thank Monday. You. Is everything still working? You did a fantastic job.
Yeah, I sat here and watched all the little numbers trip
and
me out.
You sat there, and when I took drinks, you were talking, and when I was smoking salvia, you were talking.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
When there's not two people like you and Braden
and
talking
him,
completely.
He raised his hand every
right?
time. Fantastic.
Good guess.
Going.
Yeah. I did a podcast. Yeah.
Well, when you and Braden are going at it and talking and stuff, I don't really get the chance to jump in because
I have to throw bells at him sometimes.
And
sometimes
mouse is mice.
Not yes.
Mice.
Sometimes it comes down to that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see
are
you guys.
We done?
Yes, we're done.
Okay.
We'll see.
You Monday for episode 199.
Fuck!
What?
I totally got it. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jamhole.com.
So pick up.
Hi, thank you for calling our customer care center. Because your call is important to us, this call will be recorded.
I bet it fucking is. This call will be recorded. So am I supposed to hit a key or hello? Excuse me.
They probably learned after the first time.
I apologize. Thank you for calling Wendy's Customer Service. This is Garnett. How may I help you?
Hi. This I have a receipt here for a Wendy's visit I was just at in Kalispell, Montana.
Okay. What's the store number?
The store, is that on the receipt here?
Yes, it should be.
Idaho Street, Kalispell, Montana, number 23 maybe?
Okay, what, this is on Idaho Street, 520 East Idaho?
Yeah.
Kalispell?
Yes, that is the one.
Okay. All right, did you dine inside, carry out, or drive through?
Well, we drove through.
Okay, and what's your comment?
Okay, well, we ordered on the receipt here, it says 2 double stacks, 2 plain, 2 ketchup only. So that means plain ketchup only, right?
2 plain and ketchup only?
Yes.
Okay,
got that written down. So I got home, and I opened up the bag, and do you know what I found? I found a chicken sandwich that I did not order. And then I found 2 double stacks, but they were absolutely not plain or ketchup only. And I live 20 miles away from the restaurant, and I'm hungry, and
I saw this and it said, how did we do? And I figured I would tell you because I'm very upset about this. This is the second time it's happened. The first time I let it go. I was calm. I was cool about it. But I don't know what to do. I'm hungry.
Oh, wow.
I have low blood sugar.
I do apologize.
I have very low blood sugar right now. And I rely on Wendy's to get my food right. I mean, that's what they do. If I was at work and I did something and it was totally wrong, I wouldn't have a job anymore, you know? Like, if you told me to go F myself, you probably wouldn't have a job anymore, right? What do we do?
Well, it'd be terrible.
I know, it's terrible. I mean, the economy's tough. I'm trying to save money by eating at Wendy's for the, you know, 99-cent menu, which is $1.19 now. That's a whole nother story. And I can't even do that. Please offer me some solace.
Well, I do apologize. Well, what we could do is just make this report and forward it to upper management. You have a couple options. You can call back the store to complain to the store and work something out with them. We also can take your report forwarded to upper management, and if you request, we can send you some coupons in the mail.
Okay. What does that do for my situation right now with low blood sugar and no food? I'm pretty much out of gas because I don't get paid for another week. Times are tough. I need food. Can you have someone run me up what my order?
I wish we could, sir. I do apologize for the inconvenience all of this has caused you. Unfortunately, my hands are tied because we don't have outside lines to call anybody. And, of course, we don't have we're in Atlanta, Georgia, so we can't get to you.
You're in Georgia? Wait, so, the store is in Kalispell. What are you doing in Georgia?
Well, this is where this customer service office is located.
Well, better there than India, I suppose, right?
I don't know. I've never been there. It's probably a lovely place.
Probably. I've heard great things about it. So I'm feeling.
So what time did you make your order?
The ticket says 2209, 2200 hours.
Okay.
I feel so weak and lightheaded right now. I'm so mad. It's like the one thing they do, and they couldn't even do that right. I feel very let down. Very unhappy with my
service. Do you know any of those people there? Have you been there before?
Yeah, and usually it's good, but this has happened one other time, and I was very upset, but I let it go. I figure everyone makes mistakes, but this is the second time. I mean, come on. What are they doing down there?
Yep. I really wish I could do something directly. Unfortunately, those, you know, the options that we have here.
Yeah, your hands.
If you like, I can go ahead and take a report.
Well, you can just tell them that, I mean, I ordered something and I did not get it, and this happens all the time down there, so I guess I'll call the...
So what's your home phone number?
What's that?
I'm going to take a report and forward it to upper management so that this will be documented.
Okay, wonderful. And you need my home phone number?
Yes, please.
It's 406-204-4687.
Thank you. 406-204-4687, and your name?
Matthew?
Two T's?
Yes.
Last name?
Jensen? J-E-N-S-E-N? My parents own a jewelry shop here.
Address?
P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903.
Okay, I have Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, Post Office Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. Do you have another number to provide?
Nope, this is my only one. Trying to save some money.
Okay, email address?
I don't use the computer.
Okay.
Too expensive for me.
All right.
Pardon?
Okay, well, I've got this information. I'll go ahead and...
Will you be sending the vouchers to my address there so I can hopefully get my food?
Actually, what we do is put your request in for them.
Oh,
upper
I have
management
to request
is
them.
Responsible
okay.
for the decisions. We're the reporting.
Okay. Well,
department.
I fully documented the receipt as well as the food that was incorrect. If you would like those pictures, I can go. Get them developed.
Oh, no, we believe you. We're here to assist you. We're not
okay,
here to challenge that you're awesome. You know, we believe you. We just started that we can't help you better than what we're able to.
Oh, me too, me too. I'll
but
get
we're
them.
Not going to challenge that it's true or not.
Yes, I'll get them developed for my own records just in case. You know, you can never be too careful these days.
Yes, sir, I understand. So,
well, you've been a great help. I'm feeling a little lightheaded. I think I'm going to go lay down now. What was your name?
Yeah, Mrs. Garnett.
Oh, thank you very much, Darnett.
You're welcome. You have a great evening.
I'm going to try. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.